listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I thought I came, but I peed on the dick. Pubic hair's got inches, that's weave on the dick. Pussy like a tree, it got leaves on the shit. Bang, bang, this pussy. Chief Keef with the dick. Climbing on the dick, need a 10-foot ladder. 10 feet? Okay. I love the D, that's my favorite letter. My news in your phone, taking up your data. My cakes got fatter by using cum as the batter.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen. What the hell is that?
Listen,
duck goose.
That sound
okay.
She sound nasty, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. The beat go hard on that. Yes, I like that sound. Duck goose.
And it's
yes.
Called duck goose.
Yes, by our girl Cupcake with two K's.
Okay, let me.
Thought I came, but I peed on the dick. Pubic hair got inches, that's weave on the dick. Pussy like a tree, it got leaves on the shit. Bang, bang, this pussy cheap, keep on the dick. Climbing on that dick, need a 10-foot ladder. I love the D, that's my favorite letter. My news in your phone, taking up your data. My cakes got fatter, bad use it, come as a batter. Look down to your dick and tell him I won't disappoint it. Pussy on punishment if she miss a dick appointment. Sloppy toppy, but poppy leaf, sloppy Joe shook. I only call you captain cause your dick is off the hook.
Can't make your dick stand up like Statue of Liberty when we fall.
Hard. The head of the dick, duck goose. Head of the dick, duck goose. Get the dick up and running when he fuck this goose. Covered in all my coming dick, be looking like a goose. Head of the dick, duck goose. Head of the dick, duck goose. Get the dick up and running when he fuck this goose. Covered in all my coming dick, be looking like a goose. Swat so wet, you could take a cruise on it. Sucking your neck till I leave a bruise.
So that's where the song came from.
Yes, yeah, that's great workout music.
That's dope right there. I like that. How do you stumble across that?
Man, I'll just be out here on title just like seeing what it say, you know what I'm saying? like I'll just be like, let me click on this and see what this look interesting,
because I click a random thing, you know what I'm saying? And mostly it'd be I've been getting a lot of trap music recommended to me.
I mean, I do go through a lot of trap music, but all them niggas end up in jail, so
yo,
I got a bad track record with trap music.
This YBN group,
yeah,
them niggas, I was like, that I actually like them little dudes. Mm. But one of them end up in the hospital. I felt bad.
Right? It's like, what the fuck, man? Y'all stay safe out there.
Mm. Then I was like, wait, no. But and it disappointed me, too, because even though I know the songs was a lie, they sounded so convincing. And then to see him in the hospital yoked up, it was like, no,
they took his chain, too, so like you can't even pretend that it's not a slap in the face. You right? Know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even be like, oh, no, he's straight, like, oh, they took your chain and they ain't even kill you? Damn.
And bragging about it on the internet?
Right.
Like, you said that you would let the chopper spray.
They got the chain back, though. I saw that today.
But the same dude. Can you get your dignity back, though?
Right. And also, like, Jay Prince got the chain back. So it's really like your daddy got the chain back. You know what I'm saying? Not, no offense to them young men. I hope they okay, man. I really think this street violence thing is overrated and they shouldn't. You know, I hope they stay safe. It ain't worth dying out here. Mm-hmm. Going to prison. But yeah, at the same time, it's like, damn, man, that nigga actually a chain back and got it because they just felt bad for you or something. Anyway.
Yeah, and I don't think he the one to fuck with either.
Nah, apparently not. Everybody always try to downplay it and slow mm-hmm. roll it. Like, oh, maybe he is mm-hmm. the one to fuck with, but it don't seem mm-hmm. like it. Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering.
He show up, everything stop.
Is he or the people he hang out with the ones that's, and I know that can be the same.
Cause I mean, it's not that it's the same. It's just, do it matter?
It don't matter.
Like, how the fuck would I know? Are you going to go find out? Nobody going to go find out.
They respect him. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all that fucking matters.
Right. It's like if you was a killer, but then you respected me, then I'm the killer too.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter to me. Like, I just know not to fuck with that dude because apparently things get done.
Yeah, they do.
Like, why wait to find out is what I'm saying. Like, actually, you a bitch. Your man the one that's going to kill me.
Yo.
Like, exactly. That's right. Kill him.
And them little dudes is lying on the internet like, nah, it wasn't us. You seem to be holding the chain in the video.
Right.
This dude look like you.
I'm just glad he don't be out here randomly accusing people of shit they didn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga that can't get you touched, but right. I hear just feeling like everybody bothering
right.
him.
Right. Like if he really read, like you ever notice motherfuckers that are killers like that don't be on like Twitter and Facebook and shit?
No.
Like they don't be like going after everybody for everything. Like, yo, I heard this nigga Terry Crews got a problem. Like
they pick and choose their battles. You won't know, you just disappear. Like that, yeah. Like won't nobody know what happened. You just won't no longer exist in the world.
I mean, you'll know. He definitely seemed to be putting it out there that it's a problem. If some things don't happen, it's definitely gonna be a problem. So I mean, you'll know, which is half the battle. Anyway, this is the Blackout Tips. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Blackout Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
Taser,
an unofficial sport,
Bully Ball,
and Bully Ball Extreme.
And today's podcast is actually brought to you by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com, maker of fine all kinds of stuff: t-shirts, gear, mugs, notebooks, sweaters.
We got new shirts.
I have a hoodie. And we have a new design out. Our humph design, you may have seen it as the show art for yesterday.
Oh, that's dope. Y'all went ahead and put it on a t-shirt.
And I wanted to wait until they announced that everything was on sale. And it's actually a better sale than normal. They now have $13 t-shirts on the site.
Okay.
Woo! On the sale. It's only for the next like 3 or 4 days. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now.
And you know you've been wanting to get one, a t-shirt.
Today is the 20th. Get your ass up and go get you a t-shirt, man. And mm-hmm. all the shirts are $13 right now. It's not just the newest design, but all the shirts in our store. You can put TBGWT in the search function. It'll bring up our store. And all that stuff is on sale, so check it out. You guys love the t-shirts I wear all the time. I always mm-hmm. get compliments where you get that shirt from. Most of the time, it's from TeePublic.
It is.
Y'all go to TeePublic.com. I'll put the link in the show notes to our store. And click on things and buy stuff. And also, we get a small percentage whenever y'all buy something. Mm-hmm. So y'all actually are supporting the show, but y'all don't have premium.
Right.
Or, you know, you want to donate, but you want to get something in return. It's a way to give something to the show while also getting yourself something in return
mm-hmm.
with whatever item you bought. They even have stickers and wall hangings, all kinds of stuff, guys.
Yes, they do.
All right. Today is a Walking Dead Wednesday, which means we get to talk about The Walking Dead. And you guys know we love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Justin here, who is still a faithful fan of The Walking Dead after all this time. Before we get into the recap, Justin, what have you been thinking about this season just in general so far?
Overall, still a good season. It's a good show. People that don't like it or don't watch, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. You feel like it's improved this season from last season, or you feel like it's still about the same?
I guess still good. I enjoyed last season.
Right.
So I guess too, I'm one of those people who I came into it late because I didn't enjoy the first few episodes when it came out, and then I end up binge watching it.
Mm.
And they didn't change what they were doing.
Right.
They've kind of remained consistent. It's just that I finally caught on to what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, they do the thing that I enjoy about most shows, is that they take the time to try to tell you a story. Mm-hmm. And don't rush it. And if you can dig that, then you can get with this show. And they do this thing I like with other shows, and you and I talk about often. When a show is good, it always disappears because they run out of ideas.
Right.
Well, this is a show that they have the autonomy to take their time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get to enjoy a full story. It's not rushed. And I enjoy that. So that means I can get more and more of it.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying this season. It's one of my favorite seasons, actually, which is weird because I wouldn't have thought that before. You know, like 9 seasons in, it's like fair to be like, yeah, if the shit ain't good no more, whatever, y'all try, you know. But it's actually been better to me than the last 3 or 4 seasons, and I think it's because they switched that showrunner,
right?
And she's just been murdering it. Like she sped up the pace just a little bit, and she stopped being like redundant on certain things. And then certain things Scott Gimple was doing, she's not doing. Like this, so far this season, I don't know if y'all realize, we haven't had one episode of that like hour and a half extended Walking Dead. Like everything is just like an hour and 5 minutes,
and those episodes too, it just be a bunch of fucking commercials
right
on the whole time, and
lots
not really
of filler. Like instead of doing something 2 times that like shows the audience like, oh, they're trapped, there's no way out, they'll be like, no, do it 3 times so they really know they trapped. I'm like, we didn't need to see it that 3rd time, nothing changed.
Yeah. And they hadn't teased us with any like, what did this person die on the show?
True.
Which they used to do a lot of that.
They did. Well, after Glenn, they started doing a little bit more like, will they want today? Who will survive? Is he dead? And they don't do that anymore at all.
Yeah, they learned from that lesson.
Like, they just be like at the end of, even with Rick, at the end of the episode, they're like, no, he alive. Y'all good.
Yep.
Like, you ain't gotta worry about it all season. He's alive. You just don't know where he's at. All right. Well, cool. Sounds like Justin enjoyed it. Karen, I know you've been, we talk every week about it, but yes. I know you want to chime in.
Yes, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed this season a lot. I think this particular episode, one of my favorite episodes of the season, particularly out of the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. And something else, to piggyback on the conversation y'all been having, something else I enjoy that the new showrunner is doing, a lot of shit happened off screen. So somebody has a decision to make or somebody has a conflict, they bring it up, shit happened off screen, and when we come back on screen, it's resolved. Right. The decision is made, everybody doing what the fuck they want to. I don't have two episodes of it being drawn out and people fussing and long shots of staring in each other's faces and just a lot of filler. Like, a lot of the filler is gone, which is what I really liked. And I think that the pace of the stories has increased. Like, it moves quicker. And I am okay with it moving at this pace. I think before I think last season, it was, they had points. Let's get to this point, or let's get to this place. And then instead of writing a storyline to actually smoothly transition you there, it was, okay, we ran out of episodes. We got 20-some episodes. Let's do a filler with Michonne and Rick going and doing nothing, but it don't move the story. Oh, you've wasted my time. This is not moving anything along.
Yeah.
And I think prior to the past two seasons, they did a lot of that, in my opinion, which for a lot of people, I could see them stop watching the show because they're like, okay, you got 10 episodes, so you need to break, I think they're breaking in 10 and 10 or however they split it, and you got 3 or 4 episodes of nothing moving. And so for me, this past two seasons have been the best because they stopped that full of bullshit. We moving along. We telling you to, because I think people have questions and I don't have to wait as long for the questions, because some of the questions they're asking now, in the past, we would have had to wait till next season to get some of the answers that I know we're going to tell you this season.
So question, do they have different people that direct each episode, but they still have the same writers?
No, they change writers and directors all the time. Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe that's what's keeping it fresh too, because it's like, well, we got to keep this thing moving because this is the thing I want to, with this episode, get out. And so maybe that's what helps keep it fresh and move along, because this is what I wanted from True Blood. And it ended up, you know, True Blood started out really strong and then they messed it up by doing too. I don't know what happened to True Blood, why they couldn't sustain it, because they had all, like, this is a show about zombies. True Blood was a show about vampires, werewolves, like, you could let your imagine, fairies, anything, right? And they had unlimited potential and they messed it up.
Yeah, and in the past, Justin, they've had different directors, different writers. A lot of this was showrunner, like the person that actually makes the decision in what order the shows go. Like, that's the person that kind of did that slow moving stuff that I was talking about before. Because you do have different writers, just like before, but you have a different showrunner. So that's the person that's like, nah, cut this out, speed this up. We're not gonna cover this. This shit ain't that. Like, they're kind of chopping a lot of the fat off of the shows.
Yeah. Somebody said in the chat that the last two episodes are like directed by black women, and then the last episode was co-written by a black woman. So I mean, according to IMDb, that's right. So I mean, not IMDb, to the wiki, that's right. So maybe that's what it is.
I would love to see Nicole Yvette Brown in the episode. Like, she a real fan. I'm surprised, even as a walker, I'm surprised they hadn't had her being like,
That's true. I'm surprised they haven't done something with her. Maybe it costs too much. All right, let's get into this week's recap. feel like our recap should have a funky ass remix of that shit.
Remix,
right?
Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. It's killing time. It's killing time.
We need some like Migos ad libs and shit.
I know.
Always take the risk. But yeah, so it's episode 14 of season 9. It's called Scars, directed by Millicent Shelton, written by Corey Reed and Vivian C at TSE. And it went down in the ratings as 4.57, but you know, really? You can't really know it's good until you watch it.
Is it because it starred a black woman?
Of course. Also, it was back to the number one trending topic on Sunday night, which it hasn't been for years. So I don't know what that means. I like, once again, Twitter versus real life baffles the fuck out of me.
Maybe they got a lot of silent watchers, maybe like me. Like, I'm just watching and enjoying, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about Twitter though. Like,
mm-hmm. So these are people that
we know how many people technically the rating said watched it, mm-hmm. you know, and then we have Twitter, which is everybody talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's the number one trend on Sunday night. But also at the same time, it was like lower rated than the week before. I have no fucking idea what it means. You know what I'm saying? You know,
the black people watched because it was all Michonne.
Maybe that's what it
and
was.
And Rutina fans.
But we didn't know she was going to be on there until she was on there.
True. And also, yeah. I, in my opinion, I think because of what happened and the way that it happened, it kind of made it trend. Because people are like, oh my gosh, what has happened? And right. People was like, well, what are y'all talking about? And which actually probably made them jump on the hashtag to find out what they were talking about. People, mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't watch the show. And the thing is, even though the ratings kind of go up and down, me and Roger talked about it, people are still torrenting this. So Game of Thrones ain't there. So it is number one because Game of Thrones ain't there. So people are still watching.
Torrenting takes a while. You have to download it.
Correct.
So I'm saying people watched it live and live tweeted it. To the number one hashtag,
because you said the recorded numbers don't show up the same.
Right, the Nielsen is lower, the hashtag was higher. I don't know.
So
I'm not trying to solve the mystery. I'm just saying it's interesting. We don't have to come up with the solution right here to why it was that way, because we don't really
it's
know.
It's just dope that people are talking about.
Yeah,
it.
I'm glad people was talking about me it again. Too. But when I looked at the ratings, I thought it was gonna be like, oh, and the ratings jumped because duh, I guess the people that watched it talked about it more. Anyway, so we have only two things to talk about. We have Alexandria in the past, aka fuck them kids, and Alexandria in the future, in the present. I think what I'm gonna do is the past first, just because it relates back to the present, because there's moments you can't talk about in the present without confronting what they did in the past.
Correct.
All right. So it opens, we get a cold opening of a montage of Michonne searching the riverbank looking for Rick, signs of Rick, that because we know last time we saw him he fell into the river after the river blew up, and then he got helicoptered.
The bridge.
Oh yeah, the bridge blew up, he got helicoptered out, but you know Michonne don't know that.
Mm-mm.
So she's looking for this motherfucker and it's zombies all washed up on the beach and she's killing them, and she's also like they show like it's over time, like first she's out there she looks normal, then they show her later she's like very pregnant,
mm-hmm.
Like she look like Chelsea Clinton out there at a Muslim rally.
Mm-hmm. Gut full of Rick.
Yeah, gut full of. I wonder if she knew she was pregnant with Rick by Rick when he got blown up at that bridge.
I don't think she knew.
Okay, yeah, because they don't really explicitly show that she never tells him, you know, they just pulled a goalie, I guess. She's just like, leave it in. So she finds an old rusty gun in the dirt, and it's Rick's gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes that same gun and cleans it off and puts it in a box for Judith.
Mm-hmm.
But before she does that, she had the gun in her belt for a while because she was going back to the river, and she was carrying Rick's. I think it was just more of a sign she was, like, growing accustomed to the fact that she wasn't going to find him and it was time to move on. Mm-hmm. So eventually we see her, you know, basically put it in a box to get a Judith. And one time she kills a zombie that kind of looked like Rick, but when she turned it over, it wasn't Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point I'm like, oh, she's really just searching for closure at this point. At this point she's hoping to find the zombie that is Rick to kill it and be like, well, now I know what happened.
Right.
Which is sad because, you know, it went from hopefully he's alive to, well, he's probably dead. And which would make sense because it's Rick and he ain't came back to come to Alexandria yet. Yeah. You would think he's a survivor.
Like mm-hmm. 8 months, 6 months later, however long she was pregnant.
Right. It's like if he ain't back by now, he's dead. So yeah, I think she's out there by herself and then Daryl comes out of the woods and they have a little conversation about him maybe coming back to Alexandria and he's like, nah. And he also says, you kind of pregnant to be out here, so you ain't gonna be out here long. It's gonna be me by myself. And she was like, yeah, but you gonna be okay being alone? And he said, yes. And then he asked her, was she gonna be okay? And she said, I'm not. And I thought that was poignant because it reminded me of when the prison, like they fought the governor and the prison basically blew up. And Michonne tried to go it on her own again. She tied them zombies to her and was walking and then she couldn't take it. And she ended up, she kept thinking about Carl and Rick and shit. Mm-hmm. And she killed all them zombies.
I love an episode of All Michonne, basically, because mm-hmm. This is what the second time they've done it.
Yeah.
And they both was about her and some white woman. That don't want to listen and just want to do and think they know best and want to do what they want to do.
Well, this one wasn't about the white woman, you know.
At the end, they made it about Judith.
Okay. Well, that's not a woman, but yes.
But
the child.
Yes, the girl.
Aren't they all white women of color? Though, like, with all the same attitude? Like, it starts early.
Judith did ask to speak to her manager. Then Michonne returns home and finds that there's some kids who need help in Alexandria and they at the gate and she also they were like one of them's injured and it's her grown ass woman, her friend Jocelyn, who she recognizes. She's like, Jocelyn? And Jocelyn's like, hey girl, hey. And Jocelyn is played by a girl, Rutina Wesley, who was on True Blood and Queen Sugar. Yep. Bay, as we call her.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, immediately cool. When I saw her, I was like, so they couldn't find a role for Letty Mae Daniels,
right?
As another extra on this episode.
She too busy on the 100 to be able to film this. Like, she got time.
Come on now, she one crew can handle itself for a week or two.
Right. So yeah, it was cool seeing Rutina there. Like, I recognized her immediately.
Mm-hmm. Black acting school.
Yeah. She was in a bad way. She was like, oh I'm dying.
Yeah, scratching her neck.
It looked like whenever they do those act out scenes in CPR training. Like, somebody gotta be hurt. It's like, oh, I can't feel my arm. But as soon as Michonne saw her,
I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Oh, wait, that is the wrong one. I meant it was like this.
Everyone falls.
Yes.
In love sometimes.
Because you know it's official black girl camaraderie song. They seen each other. She was like, oh, they could come in. Like, which, you know.
What about security?
Fuck security. Jocelyn, girl, how you doing?
What about the three questions? What questions?
Right, we ain't asking no questions.
Hey. It remind you the first time you see your homeboy at McDonald's. They got you behind the
right.
register.
Oh, I know I'm getting in. I know we getting in.
I'm good today.
Come on, children.
We getting Big Macs. Right. What y'all want?
What y'all meals?
Right.
Oh, you at the door at the club? Oh, I know we getting in free tonight.
I know we getting extra apple pies in the bag. Go ahead, dog. Just a charge before a Happy Meal. I got $5. So she let them in, let Jocelyn and them in. And the only way this could have been better, as much as I love Rutina Wesley, they could have cast this better if it would have been Jocelyn Hernandez. That would have been good.
No, bitch.
Let me in, bitch.
Oh, little bitch. Little bitch, you still alive?
Let me in.
I thought you was a dead bitch.
Molly DeMay.
Now, is there anybody in here that can, you know, give me some of that?
I need some dig. What about you, little gay boy?
What about Pastor? Pastor, I know you can come pray over this pussy.
Mm-hmm. So then she let them in and they started taking care of the injuries of her, but Jocelyn's so fucked up, but she won't lay down. She won't, like, just let him take care of her in the infirmary. She starts stumbling out like, I gotta go, they need me. And Michonne grabs her by the shoulder and is like, who needs you? What exactly do you need? And she's like, they need me, the kids. And Michonne's like, tell me what you need, because I'll help.
Now, it reminds me of when you were talking a few weeks ago about that little kid that went out on his own, mm-hmm. trying to save somebody, and everybody everybody was against Henry, just, I got this. That's Michonne was going regardless. Whether anybody else went with her or not, she was going to get them kids. Mm-hmm. And that's another example of, like you talked about, like how the show, they all go out and do what they feel like doing.
I mean, our group is our group, man. I think one of the things that's interesting about it is between watching the audience react to the group, the audience is so conservative and scared that they don't believe in the competence of our group at this point. Because my whole point is, nobody knows who they fucking with when they fucking with our group. Our group don't look as dangerous as other groups, but they are more dangerous. They survive way more.
The queen of hearts with Carol. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, no problem. Like, Henry is one thing. Henry got there, got himself tracked and beat up and all that shit. Now, Michonne, you don't have to worry about her getting found and cracked upside the head in the middle of nowhere. Like, you're not going to have that problem with her.
I mean, you say that, but we have the rest of the show to talk about.
I mean, under normal circumstances.
Okay, well, Henry doesn't normally get tied up and beat up. It just happens every once in a while.
Karen, though, I'm with you on that, though, Karen. When he showed up with that little stick, after the lessons of a crazy man clear right, you got to also be crazy to wield the power of the stick,
but
okay?
That's also who you want to learn from while you bullshitting.
But he don't have the power of crazy.
If I'm gonna learn how to use a stick, I want to learn it from Clear, because Clear was taking care of everything.
Well, are you learning the crazy stick too?
Yeah, I don't know.
Morgan is a stick.
All I know is Clear had it. Hey, look, he had the town popping. Okay, when Morgan was there, the bakery was back open.
Everything was running smoothly.
Gas station could go. Like, he was taking care of anybody and anything moving.
They needed him during the civil rights era.
Come on, dog. He was out here on that Nat Turner way. He was killing motherfuckers. He was like, the babies too. Fly, kill Clear.
That's who really should have been driving that car in Green Book. Yeah. Oh, you'd have made it to all your shows. Mm-hmm. Old time.
We've been eating cheese instead of fried chicken, though. So they end up going out to look in this location for these kids that Jocelyn's group is like responsible for. And some of the kids that came with Jocelyn were a little older, like teens.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teens went with Michonne and a big crew from Alexandra, and they're like, oh yeah, we used to hide in this building, so the rest of the kids might be in here. And then one of the kids jumped up a vent, and Eugene was all like, points for dexterity. It was like, that's very innovative, my friend, and all that shit. And so the kid like opened the door inside. They found diagrams of how to like skin and kill
deer.
Game, not just deer, rabbit. It was a bunch of them in there. And inside they find the kids, and the kids all come out, and later we see the kids like around a campfire back in Alexandria. They're safe. They're roasting all kinds of food because apparently these kids be hunting.
Listen, yes they do.
Them motherfuckers look like the children of the corn.
Yep,
coming through there. This is what this is like.
And some people would be like, why would you trust these kids, these strange kids, you don't know them?
They keep
everybody it. Also skips over the fact they came with deer and rabbit. Like, it's hard to turn. It's like, well, shit, I mean, I'm hungry. We ain't have a lot of, you'll see a lot of meat plants in Alexandria. Like,
and they kids.
Right,
so
of course.
Who not trusting a group full of kids? I mean, unless they wearing hoodies and
they're black.
A certain color.
Right.
But these kids didn't fit the description. Right. So.
No, they didn't. Not that description.
They're very multicultural kids.
Yeah.
They went out here thugging.
They had the khakis on. Parents were pulled up all the way. No sagging. Right.
So the kids are sitting around the campfire, and they're roasting animals and playing the silent game, like the quiet game and shit. And Gabe is having fun with them and all this stuff. And it's like a cool moment. And Aaron and Michonne are actually looking at the group, and they're like, man, I wish Rick was here to see this, because mm-hmm. Rick would love to see what this, you know, us establishing society again and these kids getting to be kids. And Aaron's like, yeah, I'm sure he's looking down wherever he is. And Michonne looked at him like, what? And he was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. I'm not trying to say he dead, you know. And she said, it's okay. And then she goes into the kitchen and Jocelyn in there like doing dishes and shit. And that's when I realized, oh, some time must have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever happened, time must have passed enough for Jocelyn to be like, and the kids to be ingratiated into the community, mm-hmm. you know? Cause at first it felt like it was all the same night, but obviously it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So then, after Jocelyn and Michonne talk, Michonne was like, you know, Jocelyn's like, well, you know, you're going to keep going out there looking for your man. And Michonne was like, why would you say that? She's like, I can see that look in your face. It's like when we was in college and you had to petition to get some shit done and they signed a petition and blah, blah, blah. And you didn't give up on finding me. And that was after 15 years. And, Michonne is like, I'm just so glad to have you here because we've been through some real shit, you know, like my mama dying and, you know, like, college and stuff, and like seeing you after all this time, you know, it just gives me hope. And so more time passes, and one morning Michonne and all the parents at Alexandria,
because apparently her house was a sleepover house,
are going to Jocelyn's house because apparently her house is a sleepover house.
They was up early too to get their kids. Now mm-hmm. I know a lot of parents that like to drop their kids off and let their kids stay the night. They don't be over the first thing in the morning. Mm-mm. You be having to hunt them down.
Right. You be like, hey, nigga, you gonna come get your kids?
So I was a little caught off guard by that.
Right.
Like, y'all up awful early to get your kids. Y'all must actually like y'all kids. Okay.
Right. And so they was like,
what kind of parenting is this in the Z-Pop?
Right. They was like, we need to come get our kids. And maybe in the Z-Pop it is different. You want to get your kid early as possible.
You think you want a break because you spend so much time trying to hover over them. Like, I mean, ooh, finally some peace.
When one of them little motherfuckers turn into a zombie and eat everybody up, it's like, maybe we should just go ahead and get them now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not wait, you know? So they go get the babies. They go in the house and nobody's there. The babies are all gone.
Everybody gone.
The kids have been abducted in plain sight.
Yes, they have.
They then go check the pantry looking for the kids. The pantry is empty as fuck.
All the food gone.
And outside, somebody done got killed. We don't know who this dude is.
Must have walked up on him.
Yeah.
I love a good scammer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the pantry, I said, bitch, okay. No new friends and no old friends either. All right.
Jocelyn the scammer.
That's your favorite could never.
Right.
Right. And then after they seen he got stabbed in the head, I seen footprints. Like, those footprints look pretty tiny.
Yeah, they were red, bloodied footprints, and they were leading towards the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing is, a kid can't lift that sewer.
Mm-mm.
So
no.
Jocelyn or maybe a couple of them teens got together, lifted the sewer grate, and slid the fuck up in there.
And, oh, no, we can't talk about that.
So, now that they're gone with the kids, like, you know, of course, like, that means Judith is gone. Mm-hmm. Daryl and Michonne is like, we going after them.
Yeah, they took all the children.
I was a little surprised though, because Daryl and Michonne go by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of expecting it to be like more of the people from the town, because it is their kids too. They gonna send a pregnant black woman and Daryl.
They sent head of security, top flight cop. Okay, no, it's why send the other people? They all those people look like they hadn't left the gates in years.
And too, I think that them leaving, they was like, oh, this is something that we can do. Like, this is going to be something where we're going to need a lot of people to help us. Like, we can go get the kids to come right back.
I hear what y'all saying, and that's very nice. But if a motherfucker kidnap all the kids in the town, I'm going to be suspicious of any of the parents. It's like, y'all handle it. I'll be good. I'm just gonna stay here and cook these greens.
Especially when they showed up first thing in the morning to get their kids.
Y'all seem like the type that's pressed to get some kids that might not want to send my pregnant ass out here by myself. I'm not saying she can't go, but how the fuck you gonna send her by her and Daryl? That's it.
And maybe she didn't wait for them to get dressed. Maybe she
just immediately. They was like, y'all taking too long.
Imagine being like, I need to get dressed and I'm gonna be right with you. I'm gonna be right behind you, Michonne and Daryl. It's like, man, y'all better get y'all ass. I always just letting the black woman do all the goddamn work.
If you stay
work.
Ready, you don't have to get ready.
They probably turned around. They were already gone. They were like, what the hell? Where we gonna go to?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Michonne and Daryl stay ready.
Come on.
I mean, she's, like you said, she is the head of security, so.
Yes, they would. That's the job.
So then she talks to Daryl because Daryl's like, you need to take a break, you out here mad pregnant and we by ourselves,
like mad pregnant, like come on, I see you huffing and puffing, baby.
Like she put Maggie to shame, like she is, yes, out there about to burst. I'm like, are you sure you ain't got twin Ricks up in you?
It just showed the flight of black women, even you know, she don't get to relax even mm-hmm. while pregnant like the other one did. And yep. she's not even and the other one was running the little town.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the other thing too, Michonne might have felt obligated to be like, no, we're going to go get her because I'm the one that invited her into the town.
That
like,
too.
She was kind of my responsibility.
And then everybody else said, go get your little friend yep. and our children, which I still don't understand, but okay. I mean, y'all keep trying to make it make sense, but it's never going to make sense to me. Like, how the fuck you just, I can't be straight.
This from a man who has kids that he don't take care of.
I don't have any kids I don't take care of. So just go ahead and put that out there. But yeah, so one time I seen Justin in the mall with his other family. But that's just me. I'm not going to put your business out there. So then.
You saw one of my other families.
So then they sit down to take a break, and then she explains how close that Jocelyn and she were back in like right before the Z-Pac. And she's also like, I let my guard down because I wanted my best friend, I wanted my friend back, you know, and you know, because of that I let her slide on in without asking them 3 questions and checking out the group, you know. Back, I forgot to mention, back during the campfire scene, Jocelyn said they didn't have any adults that made it in their group, only kids.
Right.
And she said, because adults just break. And Michonne let it slide. Which, in hindsight, I'm sure she was kicking herself because Judith was missing and she was like, that don't even make no fucking sense. They just break. I've been with adults the whole Z-Pac. All the adults don't just break and the kids make it.
Correct.
Yeah, she broke.
Right. So, Michonne stumbles across a kid called PJ. And PJ got a goddamn knife. And PJ turned around like, oh, bitch, it's you, and ran off. And she's like, PJ, stop. I want to talk to you. And PJ was like, man, let's beat it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's the one thing, too. When that happened, I said, Michonne, you never act off emotion like this.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you doing?
But that's the thing. It was all emotions because her whole thing for leaving was Judith. Like, she was like, I'm going to get her back no matter what. And one thing about any emergencies, you let a zombie apocalypse happen, the most dangerous people are the people with children, because they will fuck you up over them goddamn kids.
Yeah, we saw Rick eat a nigga neck out.
Come on, doing a whole goddamn commercial break.
Well, I was going to say, I think that was her responding like that, and I'm like, what you doing? That's the first time we see her genuine, like, care for Judith. Like, oh, she really does love the child. Because prior to that, we never really saw her with Judith like that. Somebody else was always babysitting.
That's not true. She's read with Judith. We seen her sitting down. Like, we seen clips of her spending time with Judith.
That's true.
You can spend time with them, but to be like, lose your mind because they gone?
Yes.
I didn't think that of her. I thought, like, oh, I'm just keeping this other nigga kid since he died. I mean, I guess I'll adopt her. I got my own little seed to worry about.
Are we watching the same show? Because I, you know, over the time, even when Judith was small, I've seen her spend time with Judith, mm-hmm. read to Judith, you know, take Judith out the crate. I mean, we must be watching 2 separate shows.
So I guess maybe I didn't feel the parenting roles, because she let Judith hang out with Negan all the time. She's never around. Like, you see her 1 or 2 times. Like, it's like the weekend dad that babysit his kids and then be like, what about Father's Day? It's like, I mean, you see him every night then. Mm. Everybody else raising your kids.
No. I mean, this is kind of why Justin is my problematic least fave. It's because of stuff like this.
I disagree, because her responsibility increased too once Rick died.
Like I said, for me, that was the first time I recognized her being like, oh, she really cares about this child, because she lost, like, all normally her reasonable senses kick in, and she, like, she's more diplomatic, but she just ran in like,
yeah. I mean, I'm with Karen on this, obviously, but
yeah. And
sure, if that's the first time you notice it, what can I say?
Oh, well, that's
time
true.
I paid it in,
yeah.
Okay, because I'm about to say that we're not watching the same show then, because I've seen her spend many a times with her and around her and talking to her, and like, they have shown kind of over the years, the, I guess, the relationship. So, and you have to think too, not only is she trying to get Judith, which is her only connection with Rick, because Carl is dead. Mm-hmm. You have her thinking, okay, I really hope my best friend didn't just run off with these children, yeah, you know, well, even though that's the reality of it. And I think she knows that's the reality of it, but yeah, she also has that blindness.
Well, she already knew because she said it when Jocelyn, when she saw the footprints. I don't think those are kids' footprints. They look like Jocelyn's footprints.
Okay.
Because she even said, oh no, Jocelyn, Josh, what have you done? Yep.
And
okay.
And she knew it because they the only house missing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true too.
But I mean, technically it could have been like the kids killed Jocelyn and ran off or something like that, or Jocelyn somehow getting kidnapped. She knew from the footprints right away, like Jocelyn killed that man. And
okay, I'm with you now.
Like, she got my baby.
Okay, you know? I thought one of the kids fucked that dude up.
Nah, not from the way she was talking during the footprints, but this is her spotting PJ.
PJ!
She said that like PJ grandmama, didn't she? PJ, put that down. Put that. What? Who in my refrigerator? Put my goddamn.
Which one are you, PJ? Whoever you are.
Letting all my goddamn air conditioner out.
You're looking like children of the corn. Look at him.
PJ, hey, PJ got the 440 speed though. The 4.440. Daryl comes in behind him.
I was wondering why the fuck Daryl so late.
He was out tracking something, I guess. I don't know. Basically they get inside, they get into a hallway, and the children are all standing there and shit.
Literally looking like children of the corn.
Right, with knives. And Michonne's trying to negotiate with them. Now I did love the way they shot this scene, because they showed it from Daryl's perspective, where he walked into the hallway and just, like, he was surprised to see Michonne confronted with a wall of children.
Right.
Michonne?
Where are my kids?
Drop them.
Just tell me that they're safe.
One of the kids uses an arrow to shoot Daryl in the shoulder.
Yeah, because they know how to hit them deer.
Yep.
Now, who is that other old ass kid?
Yeah, that's the one I don't like. The tween. He like 17.
Yeah.
Like, he barely made the cut for the kids. Like, Jocelyn gonna have to kill him soon. Like, what happens when the kids get too old? Does she do like R. Kelly and let them go, or does she kill them? I don't understand. So then, Michonne gets knocked out by one of the kids, and they wake up tied to a pipe in a room, with their mouths gagged, and the children are branding them.
I legit thought they was gonna skin them.
Skin them.
Cause you know, the last time when they showed the group tied up, they was getting cut up at the neck. Remember, they was getting their head bashed and the neck cut, and they was gonna be fed to that group that was eating people.
Terminus.
Yeah, Terminus. So
that's,
I was
probably like, not the last time our group has been tied up, but I understand.
I mean,
saying,
like with this setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this is what they was about to do. It was like, oh, are they couldn't live in that society because they really had to eat, mm-hmm, like regular food and go to school. New kids really hated school.
That was an interesting way to take that. Skinning the, I guess we did see the skinning the deer diagrams, so maybe we just didn't see the skinning the humans diagram.
Like,
they had
it's practice.
The back.
It's practice.
Yeah, like we practice on deer, and then we do pregnant black women next.
Daryl.
I mean, that is how science goes in America, so it's not hard to believe. At any rate, they're tied up. They wake up, and the kids are, and Daryl's trying to loosen himself from the ropes. The whole time,
yeah, because these kids obviously can't tie too tight, and they don't know that Daryl's like, look, I tie for a living, this ain't cutting it.
But it takes time to work yourself free.
Correct.
She's awake.
So they take a hot iron from the fire,
like you branding a cow.
Right.
Is this what the wood shop class is like in the Z-Pop?
I hope not.
And Jocelyn's overseeing all this.
Be strong.
Oh, man up.
Daryl gets branded first.
You got your wife beat on still. Man up.
Yeah, somebody hit your ass with 500 degree hot metal. Let's see how cool you gonna be.
Well done, Linus.
Strong. Justin doesn't have any tattoos. Look.
And I told you children are capable of anything.
you could tell the children were scared. Like the child.
Well, she was directing the children. I don't know that they were scared, but she was directing the kids. They were, to me, they seemed more indoctrinated like a cult than they seemed scared of her.
Okay.
It was just like, she's crazy and she runs the group. So she's like, we brand people, we kill people, we like, you know, this is just what we do. So she's talking to Michonne, whose mouth is tied up.
Help them become what we are because they can't be soft. Not now. Not like I was.
Black acting.
She says, where is she? And then the kids go to Brad Michonne. Here's the thing I kept thinking of. What are the rules for Jocelyn? Like, doesn't Michonne technically have a child inside of her?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she like so woke that she's like, listen, I even believe in late term abortions. Like, I'm basically like the nightmare Donald Trump is promoting about abortion.
Jocelyn, like, listen, that baby is biracial. Fuck that
she
baby.
Got a bunch of biracial babies in her group already. She got white babies. Like, she just like babies.
Yeah, I'm just collecting them all.
I'm just surprised she wouldn't be she like, well, let's let her, like, yeah, why not let Michonne carry the baby to term if it's all about making the baby survive the Z-Pac the way that we can't.
Yeah, and I think that she got all these children from actually going and like killing their parents and mm-hmm. be like, your children is mine now.
Which also was weird to me because it's like I do keep wondering where the fuck are these kids from that none of them are like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, were the parents already dead and she just been like taking orphans?
Some
and
of
she
them.
Just been going to everybody town and kidnapping the kids? Like, what age are the kids she's kidnapping? How come none of them miss home? None of them are sad that they mommy is gone? Like, it's just wild. I mean, I guess it's so much turnover at parents in the Z-Pac, because technically Judith ain't got her birth parents no more. She probably think Jocelyn and Michonne the same person at this age. Like, oh, mommy cut her hair different. Well, anyway, mommy, what are we doing now? Are we hanging out with kids all day and bringing people? Cool.
Said start early. They thinking they all look alike.
Control it, Winnie. Don't let it control you.
So they branded a pregnant lady.
He got too much joy out of that.
Who did? Who was he?
The one that did the branding held that thing on just a little too long.
So,
and that explained those scars they had on their back that we had seen like earlier in the season. You would see like Michonne and Daryl take off their shirts and you see like these marks on their backs.
And also explains why the episode was titled Scars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It should have been called Brands, though, technically.
Come on.
But, okay, Scars. But what I think, one of the things that was interesting about that is, it stars that conundrum of what the fuck do you do when it's kids? Because up until this point, it's like killing another adult for being an asshole in the Z-Pac, that ain't shit. Like, oh, you was acting crazy, you gotta go. With kids, it's like, can I just go out here kill 17 kids and it's okay?
Right.
Because I want to kill these little motherfuckers right now. They just branded me. But is it really their fault or is it the fault of this woman that brainwashed them? You know, stuff like that.
And it ain't like Carol, because Carol has fucked the kid up in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, she's had to make this hard decision.
She fucked a kid up.
Yeah, fucked the kid up.
Right.
She won.
I'm saying 17 kids, Karen. Yeah. I don't think you're picking up what I'm putting down here. I'm saying one crazy kid, okay, I get it.
And Carol spent a lot of time working with that kid. She
tried not
to
kill that kid. She did everything for that fucking kid.
Right. She enrolled her in sports to give like, her outlet.
Lizzie
like,
killed
come on.
Like Lizzie killed Mika and then Lizzie had to go. Like it wasn't like she just was like, I'm gonna kill this kid. I'm like, I just can't think of a way out of the situation where none of these kids get hurt. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, now you might have to kill some kids. Michonne wakes up after the branding. She passed out. Daryl's already awake. He choking out a kid. and tying them up. And
yeah, something like that would make you pass out.
How did he treat the kid? He'd be like, listen, I got some candy in my pocket. You want to come over here and get it?
Karen, go ahead and tell him he don't understand how Daryl tricked the kid.
Oh, he didn't have to trick that kid. That kid walked up on him and Daryl fucked him up with his feet or something.
Well, my guess is Daryl was loosening. We saw him loosening the ropes the whole time. So he just got loose and then he fucked that kid up. Like,
yep.
We saw him working his hands. Like, that's what Angela Kang is doing. That's so fucking good this year. Like, the other show, like, before this, I feel like that would have been a 5-minute scene of him figuring out how to get his hands out of that shit.
Yes.
This one, they just showed us, like, Daryl is Batman. He started working on getting loose 10 minutes ago. So when we cut 10 minutes in the future, y'all know we don't got to show you he got loose and knocked this little motherfucker upside his head and choked him out. Mm-mm. We just showed Michonne wake up and he already over the little dude, like, motherfucker. And then he wakes up, gets Michonne loose, gives her a pipe, and it's like, we gotta go find the kids.
Yeah, more screen time, you can keep stuff moving.
Yeah, so they go to look for the kids and they split up basically. And Michonne has a metal pipe as a weapon, and our girl Jocelyn goes full Cobra Commander because they walking down the hallway. She's like, spread out, look for more of them, it might be more
yes.
coming. And then they see Michonne, she's like, they both loose, get them. And then she's like, the kids like have an entire plan for this. She's like, get the other kids, lead them out of the school, lock the school, which they did with a chain lock.
They did they fire drills,
bro. Okay.
Come on,
them kids are a unit. Okay,
they was like, she was like, okay kids, let's get information,
right?
They was like, okay.
And then she had two of the kids that was with her, that she one had Michonne's sword and one had a knife, and she was like, all right, y'all attack her. And then she was like, and I'm gonna, while I get away, Cobra! Then she ran away. I was like, damn, Jocelyn a fucking super villain.
She gave him some shiny new toys and was like, have at it.
Like, I think the kid's name was Linus.
This the other thing too. When she ran away, I said, well, how has she survived this long? Cause she apparently can't fight. And in the Z-Pot, you at some point have to kill somebody.
Right, and you send the little kids to do your dirty work while you run. Like, it wasn't even like she checked on the kids to be like, mm-mm, hope my kids is okay. She was like,
nope,
dude, henchman one, henchman two, goodbye.
Yeah. But like, I hope you survive.
Hell Hydra. That's like, Hell Hydra. They just went out there to die. I was like, damn, boy.
Yeah, brainwashing.
I mean, I guess an army of kids would be dope in the Z-Pac if you was the one leading the army, because they too stupid to know better. For shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, an adult might ask you a question like, wait, why would we do that? We might get killed. But a kid just gonna be like, she said, run up the wall. You know? But yeah, it was real bad. And so yeah, she runs off and leaves the kids to fight Michonne. And it's a pretty gruesome fight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the episode had already been trying enough, but this fight was off the hook. I'll try to fast forward to it. That's Daryl choking out that kid, by the way. Wait, do I still have it on? Yeah, okay, cool. That was Daryl choking out the kid, but let me get to the hallway fight with Jocelyn.
There you go. Right around in there.
Somewhere around here.
Yes, maybe? It is.
Yeah.
Had him blow a whistle and everything.
They blew the whistle for the fire drill. Jocelyn's sticking the kids on her.
Where are my kids? Where's Judith? Tell me!
Why? She's better off. You live in the past chasing a ghost while Judith's been with me.
Ooh, that's talking about her parenting skills.
And Judith's ass was running out here like they was having fun. She's like, yay, hi for mommy.
School shooter drill.
Right.
Demons told me to do it. Who told you to do it? The demons.
I think that's what happened with Jocelyn. She's like, why you take my kids? She's like, the demons told me to do it. Okay. So then we have this intense fight with two kids.
You know what's next, Linus?
Mark Dark Kill, Kill Our Mark.
Help him. Let's go.
So Mark Dark Kill Our Mark. Apparently that brand counts as the mark. Now, I don't know why the hell the kids didn't just kill them when they had them hung up. Like, what was the point? But, okay. Now, for some reason, the older kid that had the sword was not about that life. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. She was way out of her weight class.
She wasn't ready.
she got mushed by Nichelle so easily. Like, Michonne was like, get on me. Give me my motherfucking sword back, bitch.
That was the thing I liked about it. They made it like, oh, this is an adult fighting a kid.
Right.
This is what would happen. Why were we concerned?
Until we got to that second kid.
I have to hurt you.
So Michonne's going to reach down to get her sword. But the thing is at the feet of the other kid that got a knife.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no, baby, you smarter than this. What you doing?
So the kid kicked the sword out, knocks the sword out of the way with one hand, cuts her on the belly. Mm-hmm. With the other, I mean, this was a brutal episode. I'm like, is she gonna miscarry in the middle? I know she had RJ, but I'm like, was he a premature baby? Was, like, did she miscarry in the middle of this hallway? What the fuck? It's a lot of stress.
It made me think she stole somebody else's kid to replace
her. Right. Like, obviously her kid ain't make it through this.
Right.
But I guess, you know, but females are strong as hell.
Yes, they are.
They're alive. She made it somehow. But yeah, so the kid cuts her, and then she reaches deep into the depths of Africa to use her primal African-American mother scream rage and scare the shit out of them white kids. And it worked. Like, they had weapons. She started screaming. They ran the fuck out of there. Them kids ran. She might as well have picked up a switch. Obviously the door is locked, so then it gets worse, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean has to go out the side door.
And where the fuck is Daryl at during this whole time?
Chilling.
They split up.
I thought he was about that action, boss.
But he taking his time catching up, Karen. Jocelyn hit her with a 2x4 coming out the goddamn door. I'm like, what in the Jim Hacksaw Duggan? What is going on here?
What a chainsaw massacre is this?
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Jesus Christ. She hit on the back twice with the wood. Three times. And meanwhile, Michonne sees they're taking all the Alexandrian kids into a trailer.
I'm gonna be honest, I had a flashback from Friday, and I was like, whoop his ass. Like, I don't know why, I was just world star, I don't know. But I was like, ooh, she's whooping her ass.
Oh my God.
Get up, baby, get up.
I'm truly sorry that it is. I was just, hey.
Michonne stabs in the leg.
That's gonna leave an infection.
Yeah, then Tara falls down after Michonne stabs her in the leg. And, hold on, I lost my place.
Called her Tara.
Yeah, that's our girl, Tara. Queen Jocelyn. So, yeah, Jocelyn falls. Nova gets stabbed in the leg. And then, once she falls to the ground, Michonne, of course, finishes the deal and kills her best black
friend. She was like, bitch, you just hit me with a 2x4. You got to die.
Yeah. Black on black crime. So much for reconciliation, you know, conflict resolution in the Z-Pac. That's what happens, man. You start trying to take people's kids. So then she stabs her to death.
That's
she
a good death too.
Yeah. Black acting school. Then Min comes out of the trailer. And Michonne basically has to face, she's like to the rest of the kids, like, look now. Y'all need to stay out of grown folks' business. I'm gonna kill your mama.
Yeah, she told him, y'all don't come back. Y'all, you be safe.
I'm stabbed in my stomach. I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter, you need to go read a book.
Right, I done killed my best friend. And the kids was like, well, you're gonna have to get some of us too.
You can all come back to Alexandria. We'll take care of you now.
Kill all of our children. The rest of you are with me.
So I guess he next up because he old enough. By the way, he immediately got tripped when he did this. But
and Jocelyn would never kill all the kids. No, baby, that's our resource. People are our resource. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even understand why he wanted to kill all the kids. Like, what they got to do with anything?
Because that may have been her plan. Because she didn't know who was gonna come. And remember, she said, "I'm sorry, it had to be you." So she figured out somebody would probably come for those children.
I think when she said, "I'm sorry, it had to be you," she meant, "I'm sorry, I didn't know it was gonna be you that I stole these kids from, and I'm sorry it was you, but I steal kids. That's what I do, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm a kid thief. So then
I guess he feel like it's unlimited kids out here. He might not know. I don't know.
But so then she ends up killing all them kids, and we get a cool montage of her in the present killing zombies, with her in the past killing the kids, so they don't actually show her really like killing the kids. Mm-hmm. They always cut away to show like her killing the zombie, but it's right where the slice would have killed the kid. Mm-hmm.
The internet's would have lost their mind, boy.
She killed the fuck out them kids, though. Mm-hmm. That's what they get for trying to mind grown folks' business, okay? You should have stayed out of this.
See, that's what good parenting would teach you, okay? Mm-hmm. This go stand in the corner parenting that Jocelyn was doing.
Right.
Just kill everything that you don't like then. Mm-hmm. You teach them some manners.
So then basically it's one kid left, and she's like, and Michonne's like, that kid's job is to go into the trailer, kill all the Alexandrian kids. Mm-hmm. And Michonne's like, don't do it. And I don't know, just the... you know, after she done seen all her other friends get killed, the little kid was like, you know what, this ain't even worth it. But whatever happened, that kid ran away.
I wonder what made her run away too, like, because she clearly was down for the suicide pact at one point.
You know what, In my opinion I understand what Roger was saying about, because this is the same, is that little girl or boy? Or they didn't say, I don't think
it's
they
not
said.
BJ, I think it was Minnie.
Yeah, I think this one was a little girl,
the okay. one that she told her to stay strong when she branded Michonne,
right? And so that's why I think that she was younger, like a younger part, so she followed instructions, but you could kind of tell she was scared, and I don't even think she even killed anybody before. So the thing was like, okay, everybody that I'm with is dead now, I'm not gonna go in here kill these kids, I don't really have the strength to, I've never done this before. So I don't want y'all to kill me, so I'm running.
Two, these were kids she had been playing with too. She like, I'm sure it was even harder for her than maybe that tween who was like, yeah, they just some fucking annoying kids like my little brother or little sister. Mm-hmm. Like, this was somebody she was playing hide and go seek with.
Right.
You know, your parents probably would have had you in the bathtub taking little pictures with the, you know, like, that's the shit she was doing with these kids. So right. I could see it being hard to be like, yeah, I don't know that I really want. And hopefully, I know Judith's younger, but hopefully Judith would have kicked her ass back then. Like, that's what would have been dope. Mm-hmm. Does it show her running up thinking she gonna do something, and Judith... Taekwon, whatever she do to him, whoop her ass.
Yeah, that would have been different to do it that way. I like the way they did it though. Like, the kid runs off, and then Judith comes outside of the trailer. She sees Michonne covered in blood, and there's a moment where it's like a pause, and I can't tell if it's Michonne thinking, "Did they indoctrinate you? Are you crazy too?" Right. Or if it was Michonne hoping, like, I hope you don't understand what's going on, and I just killed all these little kids to save you.
I thought it was the latter.
Yeah.
And I thought it also looked like she, when she walked her away, that she was trying to, like, don't look.
Right.
Like you would when you was young, mm-hmm. and your parents don't want you to see a sex scene or something.
Right. And so then they get back to Alexandria, and all the kids get reunited with their families who didn't go out to get them.
After what Sean did. All
After
the work.
Sean came and cut. She came in cut, bleeding from the stomach, pregnant, with all y'all kids in tow.
It's why she can veto shit. And yeah. You better not say a motherfucking word.
And Daryl showed up late as hell, like the cops in every action movie. It was like, what happened? I just killed all the kids by myself. Mm-hmm. We'll never speak of this again.
Thanks for nothing.
So that's the end of the past. Let's get to the present. This should be kind of short, actually. Michonne sees Aaron walking towards her. Because I think Michonne is worried about the fair, so she seems to be constantly looking out the window, monitoring stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently she didn't go to the fair with everybody.
Mm-mm, I figured out she wasn't gonna go.
Yeah. So she leaves out the house, tells Judith to keep playing with the other kids, and they playing on a bike, and she says, what's going on, Aaron? Why you coming over here? He's like, Daryl is at the gate. She's like, why you ain't let him in? He said, because he's not alone. She goes and sees he got company. It's Henry, Connie, who I think she's cool with,
mm-hmm.
and then Lydia, who she ain't cool with. She mm-hmm. like, what's she doing here?
Right, huh?
Right. And Daryl says, Henry's hurt. You were the closest. I wouldn't have come. We had no other choice. And Michonne is like, but what about Lydia? And Henry says, she's with us.
So quick question, and maybe yeah. I missed it, but how does she know Lydia? Because she wasn't there when they captured like her face was she like mm-hmm. was she there yeah. like yeah, they, I thought she still had the mask on.
No, she interrogated her. Mm-hmm. They were down there interrogating when she was in the jail. The cell. Yeah. And then Michonne and them went back. Okay. But initially she was there.
Well, also Michonne unmasked her
Michonne was the one to unmask.
Yeah.
Her.
Mm-hmm. When they first caught her, she unmasked.
I don't know why I was thinking Daryl did it once they got back to the jail.
Yeah. Now see, I was surprised she recognized her clean. Like I thought she would have been like, who the hell is this new girl with y'all? It's like, oh, that's Lydia, remember we captured her, she took a shower. Oh, okay.
She clean up pretty nice, don't she?
Right, she got some new clothes on. Oh, okay, girl, I didn't even know you. I see you, boo, step it up. So Henry's like, she with us, and Aaron says we can't trust her. Michonne's like, yeah, but I do trust Daryl, y'all could come in. So then and I'm like, yo, Aaron really switched fast. He went from let's all be one and come together as communities and Jesus, we you right, we need a fair, I'm gonna talk to Michonne, to my y'all kill Jesus, man, fuck everybody, nobody can come in, I don't know y'all, I know three of y'all but I don't know her, so y'all staying outside. Like, what happened?
Well, that's his second bully done lost,
right? Like, it's one, and I agree with you on that one, Justice. It's one of those things where he's like, look, I have tried to go out there, I had the hope, and every time I get hope, it get yanked away. That's why I'm a single daddy right now, I'm good, y'all.
Like, he the one that don't, like, when Michonne said they could go to the fair, she had to come tell him, like, I'm gonna let him go, and he was like, for real? Because I was on team shut this shit down, you right?
Know, being a single parent, I guess it got a different side
right.
of it.
So. Like, we had went through the adoption and everything, and now I'm standing here with the bag alone. No.
So then Henry gets stitched up, and Lydia comforts him as he's over there, you know, hurting. And Michonne's watching it. And so is, I think her name is Paula, the yep. savior with the neck tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
She made herself real comfortable. And yo, I'm glad.
It's like she never was a sellout. Like, she's just cool with them. Like, she over there like Van Jones right now.
Yeah, she's like, I bought all the way in.
It's like, I never was a Democrat. I agree with everything y'all say.
She on the council and everything.
Pat yourselves on the back, okay? Pat yourselves on the back, Alexandria. You guys are so good. You don't take enough credit. You really don't.
And it's odd, too, because it's where Negan is at. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he's there. And at first when I used to see, I was like, I wonder how long until she tried to free Negan or do something. And nope. Never did. She was just like,
you never had a boss you ain't like?
I was like, she was like, fuck him apparently.
Yeah. You never worked for nobody. You'd be like, they can suck my dick. They lucky I get a check every week.
You think it was the melted face that did it? The first melted face or the second one?
I mean, I have to look at Paula. Like, Paula said, I don't want to be one of these wives that got to fuck this nigga. So I'm going to be out here killing people for him, but mm-hmm. it's just a job. Because either this or fucking, you know, maybe he not in the neck tats. You know, she was like, so what you trying to do? You trying to get some of this? And he was like, I don't know, Paul. It looked kind of rough. You sure you don't want to be a lieutenant? You know, so anyway, Henry gets stitched up, and Daryl says the plan is to go to the kingdom after this. They just stopping to get Henry stitched up, but he knows they can't stay because, you know, Alpha and the Whispers will be after them.
Mm-hmm.
And he know Carol. He still, like, you still got to get Carol's son.
Yeah.
Like, I would be more concerned with Carol than the motherfucking Whispers.
Right, because be like, we don't get there before the street lights come down, we going to have a problem. She going to be out here in the woods looking for us.
We did see last week, the first thing Carol asked Tara was, where is Henry?
And, right.
And that's what you don't want, okay? Mm-hmm. We saw her when she said them from Terminus.
And she put Daryl in charge of Henry and watching out for him. So he's like, we going to Kingdom next, and Michonne's like, that's a good idea, y'all need to get the hell on out of here as soon as y'all can.
bye bitches.
Bye. Glad, thanks for stopping in. You know, she was like me at Christmas.
Don't make it happen.
All right, y'all, well, I got a movie, y'all have a good one.
Don't make it a habit, okay?
I'm gonna go watch some NFL games at this bar. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for coming through. So then Aaron Michonne tells Laura to keep an eye on Lydia. And Connie tells her in sign language, I would do it again. I would save Lydia again. And Michonne's like, that's good for you. Keep an eye on Lydia. I don't trust a little pee-pee girl. So then.
Because now she knows where at least two of the properties are.
Right.
At this point.
Well, that's the thing. She don't necessarily. I mean, Lydia knows, which doesn't necessarily mean the Whisperers know. But if you don't trust somebody, you basically feel like the whisperers know, right? Yep. Like, if I don't trust you, even if, you know, really, you really aren't talking to them, I don't know.
But they do know, because they seen them go in.
The whisperers don't know about Alexandria.
Uh-huh. You didn't see the two zombies walking up on the side when they first got there, and they was like, we got to Alpha?
That's at the end of the episode, and that is at Kingdom, which I just rewatched the episode.
Okay.
Because you got to think, because you also know that even if she's not telling them, like, these are the weaknesses that I observed, they keep a guard here, they're tracking them, and they may show up and be like, we killing everybody here because I know my daughter was here.
Well, I'm getting to that.
My bad, y'all. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just want to get it accurate.
Thank you for clarification.
Yeah, that's why I watch it twice, because a little shit like this, because Lord knows, I do not want these motherfuckers emailing me about no goddamn. Yeah, y'all said.
Make sure y'all email Rod.
Yep, at Rhyme Over Reason on Twitter. So then Aaron comes up and says, like, basically, we traced a trail back through the woods and we cleaned up as much of a path as we can, but, you know, they still could find their way here, so we need to get them the fuck up out of here. And, you know, Michonne's like, of course, like, nigga, the fuck you thought I was on? Like, she can go. Like, we saying the same things. And so then we get this scene where Henry is sitting on a porch and his leg is stitched up, and Henry thinks it looks kind of gross, that's his leg wound, and then Lydia touches it and is like, don't look that bad to me.
That's when I knew. I was like, get your ass back to welding class, boy. You not about this life. This not for you.
Why?
Because he thought that was gross. If he out here living the life of Morgan and the stick, it's going to be a lot more wounds like that.
Yeah, the thing for me was just like, I thought he was out of his element because he let her dirty ass touch his wound. I'm like, you trying to get reinfected, bro? This how you end up with motherfucking, this how you become a zombie. She got zombie juice all on her and shit, and you out here touching, let her touch your leg.
Still ain't learned how to wash her hands properly.
Right. Like, she just got introduced to soap. What are you doing? It's probably her first shower in years.
Did she even use the soap, or is she one of those other people?
Probably. Like, no, she don't use no dish rag.
I'll never forget what you did. You know why?
She like, she want to touch his dick with that hole.
Please speak to Lydia.
And then Michonne came over and basically gave Lydia the talk that fathers give people that take out their daughters to the prom. She like, you know, it'd be a lot easier if you just wasn't here, huh? She tried to accept this motherfucker.
And this the second time he done got walked on when
Done seen him and Lydia about to make hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, he can't wait for some long time. He ready to sneak off with her in the woods.
That black mama sense be tingling, bro.
Alone.
He tried to stay.
Okay. I gotta move around and make sure these stitches hold anyways.
Try to act like it's his idea.
Right. I'm a man.
When you're a kid, when you're a kid, you be trying to do that. Your parents be like, it's time for her to leave. You're like, oh, I got homework anyway. You know how it is, baby. But really, it's like, you gotta go.
You ain't got no choice, because this is nice, because I get to show my ass. It's gonna be a problem.
Right.
And you know, in real life, you'd have been like, let me help pack this bag up for you, because they're taking too long.
Right. But not with that. The mom be like, it's time for your company to go home. Hey, y'all, I got an earlier day in the morning, so it's like we both want y'all to leave. Sean didn't even break eye contact.
Honestly, thank you. Kingdom needs us.
Now, Henry is thanking her for letting everybody go to the fair. I love Michonne's response right here.
If I'd known all this, I wouldn't have.
If I would have known all this, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Like, you are problematic.
Yeah, get your ass out of her hair. Looked better when she was captive. It had that old wig on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people hate both the wigs, so.
The old one looked better than this.
Whatever y'all say, I don't care. I think this episode, she acted so good, the wig felt like her hair to me. That's when I knew she was in the zone. I said, damn, she acting. I haven't thought once about how bad this wig is.
Another leading black actress bringing out blood, bring something out of it, don't
mm-hmm.
it?
You care about him. Yeah. Me too.
She trying to fuck.
Sit.
You see the cameraman zoom in on her her booty when she goes
upstairs. I've done things to protect this place.
Black cameraman.
Some things I'm not proud of. Some I try to forget.
They pause it. I bet you they had to shoot that one little scene a million times. They're like, listen, can you get a different angle? And the camera's like, I'm trying.
Right. I mean, something wrong with the camera, man.
It keeps zooming in on his own.
But
right.
He kept getting that same shot over
and why
over.
You got the camera and your phone out? Like, why why are you double recording this scene, sir? We're going to need to get a new replacement cameraman. I'm in the union. You can't just get rid of me. Fourth try.
My people, I've had to risk others. It hasn't been easy. But it's what I had to do. And I made my peace with that. It might be easier if the only life I had to risk was my own.
Mm-hmm. Good for music.
If I could just walk away and take all the risk with me. If that somehow can make everyone else safe. Well, that wouldn't be so hard. Think about that.
That was the kindest version of bitch kill yourself I've ever seen in my right? life. Jesus Christ, Michonne. That was cold-blooded.
Then walked away.
That was like some Miss Smart stuff. You're like, this person is, they don't like me at all. You know, I was thinking maybe if you just leave and never come back, like, it'll solve everybody's problems.
Now, I have met Miss Smart, so I don't know that she would be
I met her before, too.
That cold. Mm-hmm. But it's close. It's right there.
I can't confirm she wouldn't be that way. No. Like, it probably, like, this might have been too nice for Miss
Smart.
The
only way to get a better reception is you better have a gift in hand.
Right.
A sincere.
Miss Smart would have been like, why not just kill yourself? Just save everybody the problems. And why you had to kill your mama too? Because we don't like her.
I had to disagree with killing.
You're
everybody.
Not gonna kill my baby.
Not my
my
mama.
Daughter. But yeah,
that's a good voice. I don't know if that's her regular voice or if she decided either. For her acting voice, but it's good.
Yeah,
it's a good choice.
Karen doesn't mean impression like once every 3,000 episodes.
I know, right?
Can't be afraid to fail, Karen. Okay, me and Justin be out here trying all kinds of jokes, and sometimes the jokes don't work. Sometimes they do. So then,
and the thing is, she should have told her, I love is real.
It's good.
That was just in the daughter.
It's better than me and Justin. Right. I know that much.
Right. Now you're just showing off. Maybe right. That's, what
that's enough. That's enough. So Michonne was like, why don't you just kill yourself? She's like, nah, I'm not, you know, like, okay. And so Michonne leaves, and then, the crew leaves. Daryl, Henry, Lydia, and Connie. Mm-hmm. They going out of the kingdom. And before they leave, there's a small scene with Judith and Daryl sitting down by the water having a conversation. It's a real simple conversation where Judith expressed she would like to help. Mm-hmm. And Daryl's like, you really don't know, like, keeping you and RJ safe, your mom is right. That's the main thing we need to do. And Judith is like, no, it isn't. I mean, not just keeping us safe, but I heard the stories about how we fought the saviors and won, and we could do that again. And Daryl's like, you ain't heard all the stories, like what it cost us and all that stuff. And she says, what would my dad do? And then Daryl didn't say nothing. She said, yeah, that's what I thought. I said, god damn, this kid is good. Like, that's the part where I say this kid is Michonne's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Michonne's a lawyer. And she be legally putting these niggas in these, like, these bad situations where they can't answer, like, well, you changed. Fuck! Go to your room.
And in a way where you like, is she disrespecting me?
Right. It's not even disrespectful, but it's just the truth. But you don't like it because, like, I'm trying to school. You supposed to be a little kid that I can school. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, I can make you do what, I can make it sound right whichever way I put it. And the kids, she just be figuring it out. Like, nah, that's bullshit. So then Michonne, RJ, Judith sit down for dinner. And Judith says she ain't hungry and wants to go to her room early. And Michonne says, you know, yeah, you can go to your room, put your food up, go to bed. In the middle.
Mm-hmm. But she said something else too, when she was like, you don't like, when she was twiddling with her
don't
food.
Poke your food, eat it.
Yeah, like, I was like, ah, look, such a mom moment right there. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoyed that scene. Like, look at the mom moment right there. Like, it's the little things like that where they trying to humanize, mm-hmm. The people that we know as some stone cold killers.
So then Judah goes to her room, Michelle goes to bed, Michonne goes to bed, she wakes up in the middle of the night. We see the scar on her back that she got from the brand. Mm-hmm. She goes to Judah's room and says, hey, look, we should talk, you know. And the reason she wants to talk is because I believe her and Daryl had a conversation when Daryl and them were leaving. And Daryl told Michonne, like, you know, Judith's not just a kid.
Right.
Like, you got to talk to her about stuff. And Michonne's like, I just want her to stay a kid. And Daryl's like, but that's not just a little kid you got there. And Judith had, at that time, this is before dinner and bedtime, Judith was out like at night waving at them goodbye because she wanted help. Mm-hmm. And Michonne's like, well, I'm just trying to help her stay a child so that we don't have to do that. And Daryl told Michonne at that time, he said, you should tell her about all the shit we went through back in the day because she don't know. And Michonne's like, nah.
She's not just in a kid. It's Rick's daughter.
That's like half English accent. I don't know where that ending is. But it was close. It was closer than before. So then Michonne, like I said, goes to her room at night, opens the door. Judith ain't even sleeping in that bed.
You ever sneak out the house before?
No. Not once. Now I know you was fast as hell.
Gary, you snuck out too?
Yeah, you and Karen.
I was a little kid. I was stupid though. I was sneaking out about, not Judith now, but when she was small, I caught myself running away. So I got on my big wheel and rode down the street. My mama said, I know you coming back. I'll wait right here till you get tired.
Oh, that's not really sneaking out. But
no, I ain't sneak out, but I called, quote unquote, called myself running away, kind of like Judith did, like, I'm away.
What about you, Justin? I know you was fast back in the day.
I definitely got caught every time. I feel like, how are you up right now? Like, mm-hmm. You just magically woke up at this particular time, every time.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be like...
senses, man. They can sense.
Mamas be knowing, boy.
And you'll sneak out of your bedroom, or... Like, what was you doing?
Both I have climbed out the window before, and I also tried to be quiet going out the front door, which... worst idea, both of them just terrible.
Yeah, I've never done it. I was always afraid because I don't know, it's like some black mamas, they just had these senses, like something, they be like, something in the house ain't right, and they'll just sit up and be like, uh-oh, something I don't feel right. Next thing you know, you get caught.
Well, Judith snuck out, and Michonne's first instinct is not to like run out after her or whatever. Mm-mm. She actually goes to see Negan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she knows that Judith goes down there and talks to Negan from time to time. We've seen her see her sneaking down there. She told her not to talk to Negan, but we heard Judith's argument, which is, you change, so why can't he change? So I'm gonna be talking to him. And Michonne really couldn't even counterman that because, you know, she's still Rick and Lori's and Shane's child deep down.
Yeah, the most she could say is, I need five. Like,
right. She's like, I like to speak to your manager, and the manager is Negan, so I'm going to go speak to him. So, yeah, Negan's down in his cell waiting, doing nothing, really. I mean, just throwing that tennis ball, reading a book.
And that nigga was like, this is better than getting chased by dogs and drinking that water and throwing up. So I am good in the cell.
He's down there reading some Ta-Nehisi Coates or something.
Come on.
He should have been down there doing some push-ups, bulking up. Like, he's been down there
he done
a lot
lost a lot
of
weight.
Time,
he done lost a lot of muscle weight.
There's no way if he really was in prison, like, he just should have been bulking up doing them calisthenics.
Yeah, let me skip forward to
lazy
where.
Leader. How did he ever get to be in charge with that work ethic?
Right. Let me see if I can skip forward to where Negan and Michonne are talking, because apparently just got the whole scene from dinner and everything. I know it was good to see them in the same room talking.
Mm-hmm. The past few scenes they've been in the same room and it's been real good.
Yeah, and she came in mad as hell. Oh, that was when she got to the room and realized she wasn't in there. She had her house coat too, just like a black mama.
Hair pulled up.
Has Judith been down here today?
I'm just curious, or...
Answer the damn question.
I haven't seen her. Not since yesterday.
What the hell does she talk to you about anyway?
So now you're curious.
For someone who wants to be helpful, you're doing a pretty shit job of it.
Nothing, really. Just chit-chat.
Specifics.
Homework sometimes, other times, how much she misses her Uncle Daryl. She likes hearing stories about her dad and Carl.
So you feed her bullshit.
She'd smoke out the bullshit, you know that. I let her know that she's just as much a badass as Carl was. How he got into the sanctuary and shot up a bunch of my men. How dear old dad ninja sliced my jugular. They're all old stories, Michonne, but they are new to her.
And you tell her these things, why? Because you know that I haven't? Or because you're trying to earn some sort of trust with her? Something that you can use?
She likes listening to me talk.
You like hearing yourself talk.
So we have that in common. The point is she comes...
Sean came down there mad as hell. He couldn't get a word out.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed he wasn't doing that thing he liked to do where he... play the game to see how much information you really know.
Yeah,
and he don't know anything, but he makes you think he know it all.
Yeah, because it was like I think he's got to the point where he's like, I'm just gonna be truthful.
I think he tried to start with that game, and then she told him on that bullshit. He was like, you know what, she done bolted up the windows, I don't know what's next.
This ain't the time.
Like, she fucking around to turn the sign light off in this bitch. Like, okay, look, I don't know. Also, I noticed it was morning, so I'm assuming she woke up early in the morning to check on Judith.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time she got to Negan, it was like dawn or whatever. But yeah, it was that nigga was he had to stop playing them games because she stopped playing.
Down here to talk to me because I shoot straight with her. I know, maybe if you did that, you'd be talking to her right now instead of me.
Oh, more parenting advice. Second time.
Right, from Negan. Also, what's interesting though is he ain't wrong.
No, he not.
Like, he the Wendy Williams of the Alexandria, I'm telling you, man. Not that Wendy be lying. You know what I'm saying? She be right.
You watch her show yesterday?
No, I don't watch her show. Oh. I know that's one of your speed, but I don't watch that show. Was it good?
She just made a confession on the show.
We talked about it on the show. Oh, okay. That she confessed that she was on drugs and in rehab, or she was getting off drugs and going to rehab. I'm like, man, you went from talking about the news to being the news.
I wonder if people are going to apologize because everybody else was accusing her husband of domestic violence during that time.
I mean, and that don't mean he's not. Technically.
I mean, it's a good point.
So, I don't think they will apologize. When have you ever seen everybody apologize? On the internet? On Beyonce's internet? Not once. Niggas will make up a lie, just ride the lie. You like, this don't even make sense no more. I believe it. So, the end.
I believe it.
Alright.
You shoot straight. Really?
Did you tell her what you did to Glenn? To Abraham? Yeah. I didn't think so.
I've always been honest with her. She asks questions, and I answer them. So, yeah. She's heard those stories, too. She hates that you're not letting new people in. She thinks that things should be like Carl thought they should be in the letter that he wrote.
No, you don't get to talk to me about Carl. And you definitely don't get to tell me what she wants or feels. She is my daughter.
That is exactly right. She is your daughter, so she has her own ideas about how things should be. You didn't come down here because you're curious. You came down here because you have no idea where she is. Maybe she's off petting a horse. Or maybe she is exactly like her mother and she is not taking shit lying down.
So then she goes back home and she finds a note in the box that Judith usually keeps her gun. The gun is gone. And the note is basically like, I gotta go help mom. Like, you can't stop me. And so Judith is gone to help Daryl, Henry, Connie, and Lydia get to Kingdom.
And the conversation that her and Negan was having was really deep, because the conversation they're having now is a conversation that Negan kind of wanted to have the first time, but she didn't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. He was like, you need to talk to her. You need to tell the truth. That's why she down here talking to me. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to hear that. And her assumption was that you just trying to paint yourself as the good guy. And he was like, no, I told her everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like, you know your daughter. She not going to take no bullshit. I just told her the truth. And like he said, if you were talking to her, she wouldn't be down here asking me questions.
And I believe him, too. I believe he told her the truth, because I don't think Negan afraid. Like, what else they going to do to him?
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, and it also does give him a chance to take the truth and be like, well, the reason I did it was this, or I was wrong about blank, or, you know, I was out of my mind crazy or whatever.
I also think, too, when she originally woke up and saw Judith wasn't there, she didn't immediately go out searching for her, because she didn't think she was leaving the area. She thought maybe she just went to like some space within that area and was hiding out. But then after talking to Negan, I think Negan was like, oh, okay, so she's gone.
I think she must have spent some time between that and searching the area. I think she went searching outside the house, but yeah, like not outside Alexandria.
Yeah.
And Negan must have been like the last place she checked to be like, well, is she down here?
And that's why I think it turned from like you said, like the wee hours of the early morning to like, oh, it's the sun's up now.
Yeah. Cause like I said, she woke up in the morning. Maybe she couldn't sleep or something and was like, let me go talk to her. And it was kind of dark. And then she's down there talking to Negan and it's kind of light, you know? So anyway, she does go out on horse. She finds, Judith's bike. It parked off in the middle of the some grass or something. She gets out. There's a group of zombies. She kills all the zombies. This is a cool special effect because it's a montage of her killing them kids mixed up with her killing the zombies in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kids in the past, her in the present, chop, 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 chop. Finally, we see Judith standing by herself. There's like three zombies left. She's chopping them up.
She was giving them the business.
Right? Like, the little girl was getting busy with that sword. And then, like, she killed three zombies or whatever. And then one zombie she forgot, she didn't stick in her head. And Michonne distracted her. And the zombie grabbed at Judith. And she was like, Mommy, help, help. And it was kind of a moment that reminds you that as much as they make Judith like this great fighter and action person on this show, she's still a kid and right. She still needs Michonne.
Correct.
And Michonne comes over and saves her, but Judith gets cut on the hand, not like to turn into a walker, but she just got a little cut. And after she saves her, you know, it's juxtaposed to this flashback of Michonne saving Judith when she was a kid from them crazy ass kids. And so she tends to the wound and they have a conversation about what just happened.
And it was like you didn't know me. For a second, I thought I was too late. I thought that you changed and that I'd lost you.
You didn't look like you because of the blood. Then I saw it was. And I was happy you found me.
And this moment is poignant because, one, Danai Gurira is just acting her ass off. It's like she was seven different Michonnes in this episode. But this is a moment of realization that Michonne's like, oh, you remembered that when you were a kid. I've been operating under all this time. I'm going to let her be a kid. I'm going to protect her from this world.
Right.
Judith remembered her killing all them little kids. Like, she was never a kid.
That's the only reason she comply when she do, because she know
mama like to kill children.
Mama will kill a child.
You remember that?
Remember, bitch, it was crazy.
What else?
Jocelyn, your kids, they were nice to us the whole time. I remember they made it all seem like a game, so we went with them. But she was a bad person. They all were. That's why you did what you did.
All this time, I thought you didn't remember. I hoped you didn't. And you never said anything after that first year.
Because it made you sad.
What I've done at home. I thought you didn't understand because you didn't know. But you did. So, how the hell are we here right now?
Our friends need our help.
Judith, it's not that simple.
Yes, it is. You're my mom. You chose to be. Because you love me and I love you.
I do.
And loving someone means doing whatever it takes to keep them safe, right?
She is good at this.
Mm-hmm. But when did we stop loving Daryl?
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Carol, the king?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, your mama stopped loving your real daddy.
We didn't.
Wow.
Never forget.
Then why does it feel that way?
This is how Jay Dudley feel every time Justin say he not light skin.
Oh Lord.
Why are you kicking me out, bro? But so what'd y'all think about her talk with Michonne?
I thought it was needed and eye opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what'd you think about her talk with Michonne?
I liked it because it goes to show that Daryl and Negan was right. Like, she's not a normal child. Like, her childhood is squashed. You might as well be truthful with her, tell her what's up, let her make her own decisions, keep her in the loop and keep her informed. I think moving forward, I'm not gonna say she's gonna tell her everything, but she ain't gonna leave her at the loop. She's gonna be very truthful with her.
So here's what I think it's interesting that y'all both appreciate this talk, because it's the same shit Henry be talking about. But because he's not a little girl with a gun and a sword, people be hating on Henry. But Henry got the same fucking point, which is we gotta operate with some compassion. That's the only thing that separates us from these fucking savage groups. So we gotta do better. And everybody's like, fuck Henry, fuck that kid, fuck him, he's a piece of shit, you piece of motherfucking shit Henry, I hope you die, I hope you get eaten. Henry saying the same fucking shit. It's the same goddamn point. It ain't deeper. A little kid saying the same thing, man. But it's something about her being a little girl that changes everything, because it's the blood of Rick Grimes, I guess, that makes y'all act stupid about it. But Carl was saying the same shit, and now this little girl saying the same shit. But when Henry said, oh, he gotta die. Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good talk. It was needed for Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that, that Judith not annoying, and I don't necessarily feel the same way. But good talk.
But I've never heard anyone call right in to tell us how Judith needs to die. She getting on their goddamn nerves. She's stupid. And right,
so
this
it's no
was
sound.
On the show. Oh, yeah. It's sound. I'm going to the next session. I just wanted to make sure they couldn't hear your point you was making, so that only my point of view got across in the chat room. And we are live again. I'll add you and Karen back to the screen.
Goddamn son of a.
But yeah, I just think that in general, Judith makes the same points as Henry, but somehow she gets a pass, and I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Like, why does that get to be a thing that she can do, but not Henry?
Aww.
White women of privilege, okay?
Yeah, I guess it is white woman privilege, because... The chat room never says anything. They don't write in about Judith, not once.
It's also too, because maybe they feel like Judith can handle herself when she out there, and maybe she got better parenting.
I only take one kidnapping,
and that one dude been making terrible decisions his whole life.
Who, Henry?
Yes.
I mean, he has. He has a track record.
They won.
He has a track record. But I'm just saying, just because he always just because he's been wrong before, don't make him wrong every time. A broken clock, you know what I'm saying?
So he got one right out of all the other times. This credit score bad, sir. I'm sorry. You telling me I'm supposed to believe you go pay your bill this time?
I'm just saying. I understand when somebody is saying when two people saying the same thing. I can tell. That's all I'm saying. So, so then after that talk, they go back and they let they go back to Alexandria, and Michonne takes Judith to Carl's grave, and Michonne says she made a promise to Rick to never bury another child at that spot. And then Rick was gone and she was lost, and then Judith was lost and she was scared. And after that scare with the kids, that's when all the group decided, we ain't letting nobody into Alexandria. Alexandrians only take care of Alexandria, fuck everybody else, and they make America great again, build that wall.
It's still a terrible wall. I mean, we saw how easy
right
Negan got out.
And then later Michonne admits to Judith that she was right, and they need to protect the people they love, all the people they love, and we will. And they go get a van with the roof cut off that is being driven by horses, which is a dope way to ride in this epoch. I kind of like that. I mean, you got a steering wheel.
Very stylish.
Yeah, very stylish. And so they say they stop, and then on the side of the road, they see Henry and his crew, Daryl and them. And it's like, y'all want to ride the kingdom? And they're like, oh, shit, you decided to let us come. And they hop in, and they go to kingdom. And on the way in the kingdom, we see two zombies, and they stop at the gate, and they watch the wagon roll into kingdom's gates. And it's like, we must tell Alpha. And so now Alpha knows where the kingdom is, will know where the kingdom is and where the fair is. And so I'm feeling like these last two episodes,
gonna be a lot of death.
It's gonna be a motherfucking bloodbath.
It's a party.
Yep. So
it took them a long ass time to get to where they was going to. Mm-hmm. Like, why was they walking so slow?
They were walking in the Michonne was going by horse, so I mean, no, yeah. I don't think they was walking slow
the whole day.
And without the
okay, if I give you a day to walk, you know, across Charlotte, and I take my car, I'm gonna catch you pretty soon, and I'll probably give you a ride the rest of the way. Yeah. If you're not acting stupid.
Oh Lord. And also, when the bridge went out, that made a big difference. So now they can't go straight anymore. That everybody has to go around, and that was the big thing, and that's why Rick was pushing on having that bridge stand to keep the pathway open where it was the shortest distance.
Right, and it sounded like they never went back to work on the bridge after that shit either.
I know one thing, Michonne said, fuck y'all, she could have gave him a horse or something.
Right?
It was like, walk, bye, bitches, walk, catch the bus.
Well, they might see the horses came from us.
True, and also with them zombies spotting them, if they would have went by foot, I guarantee you they wouldn't have been spotted, because you know Daryl ain't gonna be out there coming through the front. I mean, they probably may have went through the front door anyway, but I think that it wouldn't have been as easier to spot.
That's probably a good point. So we did get a lot of emails this week. David writes in, David No Ruffin says, children of the Jiffy Popcorn.
Oh.
Hello, Rod and Karen. Nigga, this is my first time writing in, and I couldn't let this episode go without hold on, let me shrink this down, it got too big. I couldn't let this episode go without writing in. Walking Dead has done their share of kid killing, but bruh, this one was crazy. A whole squad of murderous children that can't get on the roller coasters without an adult. First, I was hyped as shit to see Tara, but then I was immediately upset because I realized that she wasn't in the present, so I knew she was about to get some fuck shit, do some fuck shit. Yeah, as soon as I seen two black women, I said, uh-oh, one of them gonna be evil.
Yeah, I gotta watch Queen Sugar now.
Yeah, Nova. Who rides around the zombie apocalypse with a bunch of kids? Have you ever traveled anything more than one with a kid? Have you ever traveled in anything more than a one with a kid? Imagine how many times she had to say, don't make me pull this carriage over, sit your ass down.
We almost there.
Your kids was well behaved, probably because she was in there branding them.
The bathroom again?
I don't whoop kids, I brand them. So, you ain't gonna get in trouble but once or twice.
Come on.
I love the moment with Michonne and Daryl on the swing set, especially the foreshadowing of the whisperers. When he makes a comment about people in masks, yeah, he was like, some people so evil down to the core, it's like they wearing a mask. And I'm like, ooh, message. And I know Michonne is a soldier, but if she don't sit her pregnant ass down somewhere. Yeah, she was super pregnant, man. Like, ooh, that was dangerous. I love the moment when Michonne and Daryl on the swing set, especially this. I said that. I can't believe they branded them. Those kids are the corn ass kids. Those children are the corn ass kids out here heating up rod irons like Jiffy stove pop popcorn. I can't believe her friend would do her like that. It goes to show you, you can't trust anybody in this epoch. One day they're helping you through the death of your mother, and the next they're stealing your kids and frying you like bacon. Anyway, I'm looking forward to what these last two episodes have in store. I know Alpha about to fuck some shit up. Love your recaps, and I can't wait for them Thrones to come back. Sincerely, David, no roughing. Thank you.
Yeah, because I wonder if Daryl thinks, well, no, Daryl knows how large the group is now, mm-hmm. but the other people don't really know how large the Whisperers are as mm-hmm. a group. And then when you add the zombies to their group, like, it's, they're a problem, man. Mm-hmm. And we know the kingdom don't want that smoke. They got their ass whooped.
And they don't got no supplies.
Right, by some men that call themselves the highway men. You know what I'm saying? We know they don't want the smoke. And the fight being brought to their house look like.
Mm-hmm. And I know y'all talked about it before, but yeah, who, like y'all was talking about Alpha and them. Like I said, they may have been those hurricane names they were talking about before. It may have been them.
Yeah, those all those Shakespearean groups of walkers, those herds, could have been that could have been them as well. We have no idea what's happening with that shit.
Because they blend in so easily to, you know, they'll be like, hey, we can take two or three of us, and all of a sudden it's 100 of us, then we match with somebody else, they say, you know, it's thousands of us.
Yeah. Walking Dead Scars is by Ken Swag 0525, who says, so Michonne and Jocelyn quickly went from Girls Trip to Nino and G Money. Am I my sister's keeper? Maybe this season should be retitled Parenting in the Z-Pock. Who's the most effective Z-Pock mom? Michonne, Jocelyn, Alpha, them old farts, other. Love the pie, y'all killing it. Well, let's see. I think you could say Carol. You know what you say? Jocelyn got your vote. Okay, so Jocelyn got his vote. You could say Carol, you know, she killed like Jed's group of saviors, and Henry didn't even know what happened that night. But I think my vote would probably be for Aaron.
That would be my vote.
We never see Gracie causing no problems. She don't even leave the
house. I always follow instructions.
Right.
He know what his child
is. No sass. Mm-hmm.
But that's the same. But see, I like Jocelyn's because Jocelyn, she trained them to kill and willing to kill himself while she go escape to fight another day.
Yeah, I just don't like kids. I don't like killer kids that you can't control. Like I don't trust their control
over. So one day they might turn on you.
Yeah, I feel like she was, like, if Jocelyn would have kept living, she had about two more years to one of the kids. I said, no, bitch.
Fuck you, mom.
Right. We all got knives. You should have never gave us all knives. You look like you marked to me.
Nah, she raised that one preteen up pretty good. So, true. She got my
control. The one that said kill all the other kids, yep. That you said Jocelyn wouldn't have done. Yep. The one, so she raised them good. Okay.
Yeah,
it's your words against you. That's all. I just be remembering what you say.
She raised them pretty good because she raised them crazy like herself.
Nah, you said Jocelyn wouldn't have done that. Greg writes in, fuck them kids. Hey, Rod and Karen, Greg here. I wanted to email about Sunday's episode of Walking Dead. Darkest, blackest episode I've seen in a while, and when I say blackest, I mean, when's the last time we seen two black women on the screen at the same time on the show? Sasha and Michonne, right? Don't forget new hair, boo, the one we got the natural that's on the city council in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not a lot of meaty roles, if you know what I mean. I don't even think we've seen Nabila and Michonne together yet.
Mm-mm.
Woo Lord, we miss you, Sasha. Anyways, let's get this out the way. One, this episode alone made me understand why you and Karen always say y'all don't want children. Fuck them kids. Michonne mowed down them kids like a pissed off shopper trying to get around the children with a Costco cart. I loved it.
Oh Lord,
she killed the fuck out of them kids.
Good point.
She didn't even want to. You know, that's how our group
they
is.
They forced her.
They can't show our group, be like, well, fuck y'all then. Like, I can't, it's gotta be like, no, don't make me, I killed all these kids. Number two, Judith is one stubborn kid. Someone need to take her pistol and her hat and ground her. You think Lori Loughlin was her parent, the way she just defies logic and do whatever the fuck she want. Yeah, well, Michonne ain't bribing her way into no college.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of Judith, what if Alpha ends up taking Judith and then Michonne releases Negan to go full Thanos on her? This is something the show needs, because I can't see Michonne doing it even after murdering the little rascals. You know, I didn't think about that, but Negan could be a weapon. Or you'd be like, man, you be killing people. Go out and do something. Make something happen.
I think they saw he a pussycat now, boy.
Is he?
The way they tried to make him be like,
Does he just not like drinking dirty water?
Right.
There is a difference.
Yeah, it's a big ass difference.
But isn't that also kind of pampered? Ew, this water's dirty.
Right, that's true. He's like, this is unfiltered. The Philistines out here.
Y'all got that good water.
I'm going back to my prison cell where I get unlimited books.
Yep. Come on.
I'm over here using book flips.
People have civilized conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I get to hear all the juicy gossip from my window. It's like 227.
I gotta go back to my cell just to see if motherfucking Rosita gonna have that baby. I'm missing my favorite show.
I don't know what's happening on next episode.
Like, he kind of pampered, right? Like, he showed like, this ain't what I want.
You think he made intro songs to the different shows throughout the day?
You know he did.
Looking out his prison window.
Right. You know his favorite show, what we named it, The Baby, Two Dads, and Stepdaddy.
Oh, yep. I think he be looking out there and you see Gabe come, he be like, shine on the light from heaven, Lord. Shine on me. Shine on me. Like, oh, amen, almost on. Number 4. Right. Number 4, for the love of God, please don't kill Connie. I'm with Rod on how he feels about liking a character only for them to kill them. Yeah. I love me some Connie. If they kill, mm-hmm. like her and Daryl got that good chemistry too, they kill Connie, I'll be hurt.
Nah, it's Connie the older woman that she's, got that baby? That
nah,
hearing?
Connie is the one that can't, she's
fine. Oh, she can't hear. Yeah, yes. Okay.
She is so fine and pretty and nice. Mm-hmm. And she kills. Like,
she would kill like a
downside?
Gangster.
What's the downside? Explain to me what the downside is. Anyways, until next week, it's Fuck Henry, and I hope that scar gets infected.
Wow.
but Judith had a scar this week too. Did y'all see what Judith got cut on her hand? You hope that get infected too?
No.
Since she thinks the same thing as Henry and wants to save Lydia and take them to kingdom.
She cuter.
The same thing.
She's cuter. It happens. Get over it, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Maybe if Henry is a little cuter, he might could get away with it, but he not.
Mm-hmm. Nerd Geek Ninja says, hey y'all, this episode was good. Oh, she called it the Pied Piper of the Z-Pop.
Oh,
not the R. Kelly version, you sons of bitches. God, y'all disgust me. It was a story before R. Kelly was invented, y'all.
You sure?
Yeah, that's why we call him the Pied Piper. He calls himself that, actually. It was nasty ass. Hey, y'all. Let's say what? Too soon? This episode.
It's too soon for the R. Kelly joke, so.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe you should just beat it. Okay. Hey y'all, this episode was good. It was
yes, little... yes, Justin, just leave him alone.
Just leave me alone, okay?
I will go to my never place then.
Yeah, you do that. Good grief. Y'all always come in trying to be starting something.
Yeah, like this is a thriller.
You got to be starting something.
Yeah, like this is a thriller, sir. Just come on.
Come on. Come in here day and night.
Look at the man in the mirror. How about that, okay?
You just over here tap dancing machine. Now stop. Let it go, okay? This episode was good. It was a little predictable for me. They put a lot of clues out there for the audience to get what went down, but the way Michonne and Judith connected did the end was great. Also, really love the message of how our kids are resilient, often understand more than we give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
This resonated with me because I was struggling with how or if I should tell my daughter about the New Zealand shooting. But I know as a Muslim parent, I'd rather her hear about it from me than someone at school.
Correct.
And what Daryl said about Judith not being just any kid was true with a lot of kids today. They see and experience so much, so the idea of keeping them innocent really sounds more like keeping them ignorant. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of times parents do that for themselves. It's less about the kids, and it becomes you center yourself in something about your child.
Right.
Like you literally do, because you're actually stripping your child of making the choice of whatever mm-hmm. they want to do with the information that you give them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, yes, you do need to depending on the age of your child, you might break it down in different ways, mm-hmm. but children can comprehend. They see people sad. They see the people on TV that, you know, they go to school. They have friends from different backgrounds. Like this stuff impacts them whether you want it to or not. Like you said, you rather it come from you than to come from somebody else that ain't going to tell them the truth nor care about the mental health or the safety of your child after they tell them this, because you can tell children things and then just allow them to respond to it.
And I mean, look, like, the effects that it has on those kids as adults.
Correct.
Where their parents try to shelter them from everything. Like, they don't function well in society. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of social, like, hang-ups and stuff. They always doing inappropriate things. Like, this is really what happened with Justin. You know, a lot of people hear the show every week and they be like, what's wrong with him?
So you think that when Daryl was saying that, you know, that he wasn't saying that really Judith could be anybody's child, because there's a little bit of Shane in there, a little bit of Rick, a little bit of everybody in there?
I just know Billie Jean was not Rick's lover, so that's all that matters. I do.
Okay, did he?
Come on, man. Y'all get it together. Be serious. I do get where Michonne was coming from, shutting everybody down after her baby was stolen by the Pied Piper and Peter Pan. The moment I saw that scene where the kid had gone, I knew she was gonna have to kill them all. Damn. Yeah, and that, by the way, that's one of those times where that mystery delivered. Like, they set that up, like, halfway through the season. I was like, what the fuck these exes mean? Why do her and Daryl keep talking about it? Like, why the fuck don't she talk to anyone from other communities? And then it's like, oh, that's a really good reason. If you almost kidnap all the kids, we might stop letting motherfuckers come by the crib.
So you don't think something else might have happened? Just you think?
No, that was enough. That's because I think after that, what happens is, it makes sense without even having to tell me the rest of the story.
Right.
Alexandria shuts everything down. We no longer fucking with nobody outside these gates. It's about us and our kids. Putting kids in danger make people extremely paranoid and like overprotective. So I think if you want to say, well, what they did wasn't rational, yeah, because our kids was involved in protecting our kids. So now I can see that. Keep in mind, over those years, Michonne kept that same energy, but not everybody else did.
Right.
So that even makes sense that people would start to be like, maybe we was wrong to do that. Like, Hilltop was still out there, Kingdom is still out there. We should be communing as communities. We should be coming together. And Aaron and Tara and all the Tara end up leaving behind it. Like, it makes so much sense. I hope they really don't have to go back and show that work to me.
Mm-mm.
For me to be like, nah, that is a ripple from this. You know what I mean? So to me, it explained it perfectly without having to do, like, you know, more explanation. So he says, Nerd Geek Ninja Amon says, however, I don't see why she had to shut out the Kingdom and Hilltop. That's the only thing I don't feel like they explain very well. What would Judith getting kidnapped have to do with shutting out folks you already know and trust? Well, see, one of the things I was thinking with that is you can't control the other communities.
Mm-mm.
So who the fuck are they letting in? Are they policies the same as ours?
Right.
Cause I don't want my kid going there if y'all niggas let people in. We not letting nobody in, no new friends. So that's it, you know, not to mention traveling the roads, you could run into one of these groups. I think they just became afraid of their safety, and because their community is a self reliant community, it was easier for them, as opposed to like when they needed shit at Alexandria, they Hilltop, y'all got some of them greens, you know, like, let me borrow a cup of sugar.
Meanwhile, Henry letting everybody in.
Right. And you look at Alexandria now, and it's the fucking, like, it's the Palisades, okay? Like, this is boardwalk.
That's probably why the Whisperers don't like it. There. Like, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right. Clean water. So then,
make my bed.
Right. What's the thread count on these sheets? So then,
Negan, he ain't never leaving.
Right. But it made
sense. Yeah, because he in a nice jail. He in the jail on the good part of town.
It made sense with how they treated the ASL crew, but oh, and then the other thing you skipping over, Amon, she knew Jocelyn.
Right.
So to her, it's like, you know, what if one of the people from Hilltop or Kingdom came through, but they was just crazy. Like, mm-hmm. something happened and they went crazy and we didn't know.
Yeah, and to her, it felt like a double cross. Like, I understand. in real life, y'all know people act stupid about religion. They say religion and they throw the kids out there. Everything is an excuse for the kids, right? Even if it logically and statistically does not make sense. You have articles that's contrary to it. People feel like, I feel safer, even if it's an illusion, I feel safer. So as long as I feel safer, I'm going to do the actions that make me feel safe.
Well, also keep in mind, the other people that weren't betrayed by one of their best closest friends, they did soften. It was Michonne in charge of security that held that shit up like, I don't care. So it wasn't even like the whole community agreed with her. It sounded like they didn't really. And then the whispers came and a lot of them was like, actually, yep, you got a point, you know. But even still, they went to the fair.
But she also was the one, I could see them softening too, because they didn't have to go get their children.
Right, that's true,
and
too.
They didn't have to kill someone that they trusted.
A bunch of kids.
And thought was best friend, right? They didn't have to kill those kids.
Yeah, she went through a lot of trauma, and it's one of those things, when you go through that, and everybody has had something, even in your 30s and 40s and 50s, that's been back from a child, that literally scars you, and sometimes you wonder why you respond a certain way, because you're going back to that moment.
And trust me, as somebody that has killed a lot of kids, it's hard to get over. You're never the same after that. Now, I killed them on the basketball court, but it don't matter. It's all the same to me. I can't wait. Oh, wait. And she says, but I feel like there's more to unpack there when it comes to everyone else. I guess Black sisterhood don't mean a damn thing in this epoch. I felt Michonne's pain singing, "What about your friends?" I can't wait for the next episode. I'm wondering if Michonne's talk with Lydia is foreshadowing her talking about taking out her mom. But I would rather see Carol versus Alpha and Daryl and Michonne versus Beta. Side note, what was Henry complaining about having a scar on his leg? So, buck the fuck up, Henry. Was his character this whiny when he was a kid? Ugh, love y'all, Iman.
True, because...
Did y'all say that about Judith?
Judith would never.
She got a scar on her hand. She was complaining to her mama. She said, is it going to turn into a scar? And Michonne was like, it probably won't.
But she didn't say, ugh, oh no, a scar, mommy.
Neither did he. He didn't say, ugh, either.
Nah, he did.
He didn't say, ugh.
He might as well.
Wow, y'all's hate goggles are just... Jesus Christ.
You know,
is everyone okay?
I'm starting to question your love for Henry. You know, there's this guy named Michael, last name Jackson, used to love children, look similar to Henry as well.
Well, they were a little younger. I don't think Henry's this tight.
I'm saying your affection for Henry.
You can check my fax machine. My fax machine stay empty, okay?
No, yep. None running that bitch.
Turk writes in, hi guys, and hating ass Jarrell Jones. Rutina fucking Wesley. She and Danai had the instant chemistry of people who chose to be friends instead of people who just ended up stuck together. I really enjoyed learning more about who Michonne was for the Z-Pac. Y'all think Michonne and Jocelyn went to Howard? Were they AKAs or Delta? So, you know, they definitely was Deltas, because AKAs have a type. They were both.
You've been a sassy bitch right about now.
What did I do?
Oh, you gonna play coy?
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
I'm just doing my show. This has nothing to do with why people would take it personal. I have nothing.
Okay. Now that's just shaking the table.
They were both probably vegans that wore Crystal Rock deodorant before it was cool. I think they might have been some hotels. They got them dreads. I can see it. Listen, brother of the now. They was listening to they was watching what was the joint with Love Jones? They was watching Love Jones over and over in college. I can see it. I also enjoy seeing all the non-evil kids in this episode. Having happy, healthy children is a huge indicator of the success of a community, because the odds are stacked against the kids. They were celebrating Halloween, so there was time for leisure activities. Think anybody dresses up as zombies when it's over Halloween? They also have supplies to use for wants instead of just needs, which is huge considering our people have been homeless most of the series. I also noticed Alexandria has an inner and outer entrance gate, so they expanded a lot in a couple of years after the war with the saviors. Baby bump Michonne was adorable but stressed me out. People were mad that only Daryl and Michonne went after the kids, but I assumed there were multiple search parties. Daryl and Michonne found the children of the corn because Daryl is a tracker, and Daryl and Michonne have a history of searching together because they talked about looking for the governor for months. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, I appreciate that, Turk. That's I had not heard that perspective, but that makes a lot of sense. Maybe everybody was searching.
Yep.
This episode was a nice throwback about the nature of D&M's friendship. Other than Carl, they were the two who loved Rick the most. Nigga, the day Rick comes back and Michonne hands him that fucking gun, yes, oh my god, I can't wait. Peace, Turk.
I imagine her giving him a child support bill.
I think you give Angela Kang, is it Kang? You give Angela one more season of this, and I feel like Andrew Lincoln got to start thinking about coming back, man. I know he ain't like it, and he was tired of living in Australia, but it's so much better. I feel like he should at least consider it, man. Scott Gimple ain't there no more.
What is he doing with himself now anyway?
He went back to live in Australia because he just was tired of being away from his family 10 months a year for 10 years.
They don't make enough that he couldn't come on stage. He's rich now. America.
I mean, that's like he from there. You know what I'm saying? To him, he's like, he's used to that shit. He's like, man, it just ain't the same without poisonous snakes and spiders and dogs.
I get it, mate.
You know? That is not the right accent. Hi!
Good day, mate. Good day, mate.
Okay. Close enough. The first one sounded more like British.
Somebody
like,
I get said it, ain't mate. From UK?
Huh? He's not from the UK. He's from Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no, not the right accent Justin just did. See, you see how they thought it was from the UK?
No.
You sound like 21 Savage over there.
First of all, 21 Savage sound like, hey.
The last one, EVE writes, well, you know what this is going to be about. Hi, Rod, shit. Karen, and Justin. This episode was so epic. I loved it so much. It actually made me fall in love with Judith a little. Maybe Judith, maybe Rick's after all, because Shane would have been on Michonne's side to never let people in again. Just like Henry. I loved it when Michonne killed all those kids. They had to go. My only complaint was that I love Henry so much.
I thought you was gonna say
it's good Henry. To see her finally turn around on Henry.
I
man.
Just knew she was gonna say that Henry wasn't one of the kids.
Nah, I think Henry must. I think EVE must be growing up. You know, it's good to see EVE maturing.
Yeah, and you put them lies on EVE.
What lies? Where are you getting this from?
She got a hit. She got a history, sir.
I read the email. She said she loves Henry and she's finally come around on him, and it's good to see that she finally softened, you know. People don't need to take that hatred with them all the way to the grave.
I don't believe you.
It's time to growth. That's what we call that, y'all. We call that growth.
You just gonna censor her words like that.
What? I read what I read.
Devil was a lie. That's what I heard her say.
You pastor her, right? To make her a better listener. Make her a better walker.
I'm
a
pastor.
Really? What does that mean?
Jesus, take the word.
What does that mean, you're her pastor?
That's... I'm her pastor.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm her pastor. That's what that's who I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, beloved.
So she's welcome, okay? As are all of y'all.
Welcome her into the fold.
Why did I do that?
To your bosom.
Why did I do that?
Demons told me to do it.
Who told you to do it?
The demons.
What are y'all looking forward to next week?
Anything. Surprise me.
The fair. See what's going to happen at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be next week or will the fair be the final episode?
They got 2 weeks to finish. The preview for next week showed a lot of alpha and then them in the woods. So it's seeming like they attacked the fair or they got Michonne and them out in the woods somehow.
But you know, too, I can see them tooling up. They took her daughter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't wait for the fair, I guess. I want to see a movie. I want to see what movie they're going to watch. Is it going to be Black Panther? Is it going to be...
Probably going to be like
zombie flick.
Green Book, hopefully.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is it going to be La La Land? What they picking?
I think I like to see Green Book. And I think Henry should be the one to pick the movie and be like, Green Book.
No.
This one looks like a good movie. What y'all think?
Thank you.
Give me Moonlight instead.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Give me the favorite something.
It's gonna be a whole bunch of, I want my daughter. That's all the episode gonna be.
She's gonna kick in to the movie theater like, show enough.
Mm-hmm. How about any one of y'all, any 10 of y'all suckers, come down here. If I am the baddest.
So no.
Fuck him up, baby. Fuck him up.
I am the dirtiest. So no.
Kiss my dirty ass feet.
No, I'm good.
The
stinkiest. Show no.
A woman cut off her own hand with a circular saw to cash in on insurance policy, police say.
Woo!
A woman and her family have gone to great lengths to cash in on insurance claims. Wow, she was gonna cut her family in on it?
Yes.
The woman, who was not named, apparently.
I mean, they her right hand people in this, okay?
I guess so.
She don't have a left.
Right? The woman who was not named apparently used a circular saw to cut off her hand.
Now, here's the thing. They say she used a circular saw. Mm-hmm. And I feel like someone else had to use the circular saw. Yeah.
Yeah, you might need some assistance on this one. You might have to, you know. My thing for this is like, so with her job, does she get severance? Mm-hmm. Don't get no severance pay?
Mm-mm.
Wow. I mean, I know you don't want to walk up in there with your hand out, but clearly want to get something off of it. Officials said the 21-year-old was helped by her relatives, who hoped to get about $450,000 in insurance money.
That's right. All? Chop your arms off?
I thought it was going to be more than that.
Right, you can't even retire on that.
People do a lot for the slice of the pie, Karen. She is apparently, she also apparently could have gotten an additional $3,300 a month from the policy. The monthly payments were expected to last for 10 years.
Okay, like lottery payouts. Okay.
They decreased after the first decade. The woman had said she was cutting tree branches when she cut off her left hand near the wrist. Family members left it behind when they rushed to the hospital to make sure doctors would not be able to reattach it.
Oh.
They really got there. I was like, oh, I knew we forgot something.
we supposed to bring that with us.
I would lose my hand if it wasn't attached to me. Right.
And that happens to people by accident. Shit, do that shit on purpose? Now, what?
Yeah. To get the insurance.
At what point did they
look that?
Did they work their way up to the hand? Like, she did she start out with like, eh, just one finger? And they was like, nah, we got to do the hand. She when did the compromise start at? You know what I mean? Were they like, let's start at the elbow,
right?
And she was like a finger. And
I don't know.
They met at the wrist.
And then like, how did they get to the hospital without the hand? I mean, you can't show up empty handed. The woman was the.
Apparently they did.
The hand was recovered by police and doctors were able to sew it back on. Damn, so now the hand been sitting out there for a while. It's not fresh. But they did sew it back on. Do you think it worked? Or they just sat it sew back on? It's just sitting on there not working.
Good luck, Mel.
Right? Hope it wasn't your jack off hand. The incident happened in January. Police said the family is taking out 5 different insurance policies before the incident.
Right. That's one of the first things they look into. When you do that, you know,
right?
Because Roger was joking, but you know, I increased both our policies and shit like that. Roger, are you trying to kill me? Nah, I am not.
Justin,
I'm gonna start.
I increased mine too, so something happened to me.
I'm gonna start bringing my own water.
Right? I'm just saying, you seen Snapped.
Everybody policy went up.
I treat this woman very good.
Right, which picture?
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you do. I love you very much.
I know when she goes to court, she gonna change the story that I was secretly beating her for years.
No.
I seen every episode of Snap.
What picture you want me to use when they zoom in on Karen's eyes? Let me know.
Can you use our Wakanda Forever picture with Damon?
Okay.
Can you use the one we went to the bar?
That picture up here behind us?
Can you use the one we went to the bar? And it show Karen.
Yes.
Not, you know
I
what
know
I'm saying?
What you're talking about, yes.
Wild Wing?
Yeah. Yes. Show that one.
Ah!
Turn it black and white, grayscale.
Yes.
Zoom in on her eyes. Go past the smile and go to her eyes and show how dangerous and murderous they was. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Where were we before I got cut
Karen
off?
Karen trying to pick her own photo, her own murder photo.
What was I before I got cut off? Let's see.
I'm trying to pick out my own photo.
None of the insurance money was paid, however, since policy said they discovered the fraud in time, just like her hand. She faces up to 8 years in jail if convicted of insurance fraud. I really got to hand it to her, you know.
I'm surprised she really hadn't told on the rest of the family members. Like, she just going to take this on her own?
Right. I don't know. I saw what you did there, though. So
I wonder which hand she put on the Bible when she got to testify in court. Ma'am, you put your left hand on the Bible. Nah, this one is not where it used to be, Your Honor. Can I just put my right hand?
They didn't say where they reattached the hand either. They could have put it on top of the other hand. So now she got two hands on one arm. Mm-mm-mm. Well, anyway, I think we're pretty even-handed about that story. Fair-minded. Let's go ahead and get out of here, guys. Thank you so much to everybody listening. Justin, you know what? Thank you for being here this time, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're just going to let me back in your house again. Okay. Yeah. I did a terrible job with the show. I apologize.
After seeing Jocelyn, it could be worse. You know what I mean? We go way back and you haven't killed me and you haven't kidnapped any of my children. So
we doing good?
Yeah, doing all right. And then we'll be back. So, schedule. We actually are doing Balls Deep a little early Friday. We'll be starting at 9 a.m. instead of 10 a.m. So, get your feedback in. Late feedback, of course. We will just probably miss it during the middle of the show, like a lot of you niggas always do. And then also, me and Bossy are recording our This Too Much on Sunday afternoon, tentatively. She's done with book edits, and I think she should be able to, like...
Okay.
Do the recap with me. So we'll be recapping the last two episodes that I have not watched yet. I like to wait till about the last minute. And what else? Oh, and then Saturday we're doing episode of Music Ate My Brain, I think it was the name of the show, with Allegra. And why am I drawing a blank on it? Started with an M. Mariano. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. I'm doing too much shit, guys. I can't keep up. Allegra and Mariano, yeah. We're doing a Mariah Carey themed episode about all her great hits. So I know Justin would want to listen to that.
So this will be a short episode.
Really? Are we doing this right now? So you're just gonna insult our listeners? You met them and everything. That's really, really shady.
Yeah, you did meet them.
This is why I don't nobody invite you to be on their podcast. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm gonna reach out to some people, see if they invite you back though. So, all right, y'all. We'll be back.
I just want to say I apologize. I actually am a huge fan of Mariah. Like, I love her song. What's one of her good songs?
Wow.
No, Butterfly.
Honey.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The one with Old Dirty Bastard.
Yep,
like,
that's
my
your
fave.
One. That's your joint.
That's my fave. All right. Love me some Mariah. Love to a TV show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you guys later. Until next time. I love you.
Love y'all too.
I love you too. Mwah.
Mwah.